Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Welcome, everybody. Happy Thursday as we report live from the Republic of Kazakhstan, otherwise known as Arizona, Maricopa County.
Azerbaijan.
Kazakhstan. Why did you choose Kazakhstan?
We're not Arizona. We're now Azerbaijan.
It's Kazakhstan, a little obscure near Russia. Why not?
What about Georgia?
No, I said Azerbaijan. That's the central. They actually own the .az domain. So,
do they really?
Yeah, and it's like, so we like send a delegation from Arizona to like make a partnership with Azerbaijan so that we can have like vote.az, and it's like actually running out of Azerbaijan. Now that makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody, email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. In just a moment, we will be joined by the great Carrie Lake to walk us through what is happening here in the great state of Arizona from her perspective. But Tyler, I don't think we're going to get a drop till this evening. Is that right?
Well, look, I mean, Charlie, we have been going all night long.
Seriously.
Back and forth. And if you're following me on Twitter, it's at Tyler Boyer. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm just trying to stay on top and in front of Maricopa County, and we've been railing on this, which is this, it's pure and utter incompetency out of the Maricopa County government, which is run, and I want to explain this real quickly because there's a lot of questions swirling around this of who does what, who's responsible for what. The statutory responsibility for managing and conducting elections is on the recorder's office in every county in Arizona. The county recorder has basically shed some of those responsibilities to the Board of Supervisors, who runs an election department jointly with the recorder's office that manages the election day tabulations. And part of the reason for this is because obviously the recorder's on the ballot every other election, mm-hmm. essentially. And so it makes sense from a standpoint that you want to have another player there. But we've seen the media already start to carry the water for Stephen Richer, for Bill Gates, and they're just saying, "Oh, it's not their fault. It's this, you know, down the chain bureaucrat's fault that the election sucks this time." No, guys, that's not how this works. How this works is that we elect people, and they're the ones responsible.
To give everybody at home an idea, they say, "Charlie, I thought you said Carrie Lake was going to flip it." She is. Since Tuesday evening, we have had only 62,000 ballots counted in Maricopa. That's it. Is that right, Austin?
Yes.
That we have had a complete standstill
since 2 a.m. or whatever.
So at this rate, you will have a new governor in 800 days.
It's not if Carrie Lake is going to be there.
That's right. It's not a matter if Carrie wins. It's when she wins. The numbers are there. They're so overwhelmingly there. In fact, there is a better and better path for Blake every single day. In fact, the longer they hold back these ballots, the more I just feel in my gut as if there is a path there. There's 100,000 Pima County Election Day drop-offs. Election Day drop-offs favor us significantly. We don't know about in Pima, but I think Carrie's going to win those election day drop-offs because just the Pima macro data is way out of whack right now. It's way out of whack. And that would put it back into alignment. In fact, I think Carrie Lake could get back into striking distance in Pima. We are going to be here for 3 hours, maybe a little bit more, and then we'll be back here tonight as, I don't know, are we going to have ballots? Are we going to have any of these things? Austin, what are we hearing? Maricopa is not going to drop ballots till later this evening. Pima later this evening. Now, the rules should trickle in throughout the day. And if the rules trickle in, it's conceivable that Carrie Lake could take the lead throughout the day. But we don't know what volume of ballots will come in from Mojave or Yavapai. We are starting to get a better idea of all the ballots that are out there, but it's still a mystery. We don't know how many are in door three. We don't know how many people are in all these different, you know, drop three and box three. And all of a sudden they have 50,000 emergency ballots. And so we have kind of an updated chart here of all the remaining ballots left in the state of Arizona. And it seems at the very minimum, there's 290,000 drop-offs in Maricopa County. Now, a lot of people say, Charlie, well, look at Nevada. Drop-offs are really bad. Well, that's not the way it works here in Arizona. Here's what people have to understand. We said this on the stream last night, and we'll reiterate it as we are waiting for the great Carrie Lake. Arizona was trending towards an Oregon or Colorado or Washington-style vote-by-mail state. It was trending that way. In fact, Arizona was almost welcoming it and accepting it. In fact, I remember back in 2020 when Donald Trump hit vote-by-mail, Doug Ducey and a lot of Republicans here rejected it. They said, no, vote-by-mail is amazing. Well, then we saw what happened in 2020, 2,000 mules, and always on kind of the lesser percentages, right, Tyler? They had vote in person. They had, you know, drop-offs. No one really used them that significantly. And now, because of a grassroots push in a way that no one would have expected, 290,000 people got a mail-in ballot in their mail and then showed up to a voting center and dropped it off. Those people are disproportionately almost 2-to-1, 3-to-1 Trump voting Republicans.
Yeah, we had, I think I saw a number yesterday that we were more than double the amount of drop-offs this
than
time
in 2020.
Around, and certainly more than double the drop-offs.
There's 100,000 more drop-offs in Pima County this year than there was in 2020.
So there were
in Pima County, yes.
Those are our people.
We're probably closer. We'll see when we'll do an autopsy afterwards. I keep using the word autopsy, but we'll do a look back here after the end of the election to see how many total. That number is just going to continue to increase.
Yes.
So if anything, this election, more people are not going to be sending their mail. If they can't manage, and this is the message to the recorder's office in Maricopa County and recorders across the state of Arizona. If you can't manage day of elections, what makes you think that voters are super confident in your ability to manage the election for weeks leading up to the election? Mm-hmm. That is your job is election day.
So here's why this favors Blake, and Kerry's fine. Kerry's going to be governor. Let me tell you why it favors Blake. Drop-offs mean that they probably filled out their ballot within 48 hours of dropping it off, right? Very few people fill out a ballot and then wait like 3 weeks to then go drop it off. Blake got hotter during that window, number one. Number two, these are people that have probably lived in Arizona for quite some time. And I say, why does that mean? That means they were probably on the list to usually get a mail-in ballot, right? Mm-hmm. If you recently registered and you're a Trumper, you probably said, no, don't send me a ballot. So these are people that have probably been on the voter rolls for a while. What does that mean? They're more conservative than not. Number three, they took a special field trip to a voting center. When gas is very expensive and time is limited, they drove out of their way to a voting center to make sure that it was securely dropped off. Number four, in the Republican primary, at least 120,000 people went and dropped off a ballot. Behavior does not change that significantly from August to November. Right? So these are people that voted for Kerry Lake this way back in August. They're not going to change their behavioral pattern from August to November. Number five, we already saw a disproportionate drop of mail that showed Mark Kelly up 20 points, which based on just polling and anecdotes and just voter registration data, baking that all in, these drops are going to be very, very good. Those are five reasons why Blake Masters has hope. And I'm telling you, also, the Pima data is so out of whack right now, meaning it shows Blake Masters down 28 points or whatever it is in Pima because they haven't counted election day drop-offs. If Blake Masters only loses Pima by what, 16, 17 points, Tyler? He wins the state of Arizona. I mean, he'll win. If you only lose Pima by like 15 points, you're great.
Well, and I have a report coming on Maricopa County. I just texted the data guys, the data pros over at the AZGOP headquarters to pull the number, and I'm still waiting on this morning, of how many 4 of 4, meaning always vote Republicans, have not cast a ballot yet. What is that number? What is that total number? Because if that number is low, then you have the concern and the reports that, you know, we're going to be more like Nevada is maybe possible. If the number is very high, oddly high.
Well, let me tell you why I know then, it's high.
Well, if it's high, oddly high, then you know that a lot of those 290,000 ballots are ours 100%.
Well, and this is why I have the best pulse. I have at least 1,000 emails in my inbox of people that dropped off ballots day of.
Oh, yeah.
And they say their ballot hasn't even been because they could check their ballot status. Yes. So that right there is better than a poll. I have real human beings. I have people right there. Okay, we have Kerry Lake with us right now. We have 3 minutes before a break. Kerry Lake, you are the next governor of Arizona. That is clear based on everything we're seeing. So I want to say congratulations, but, you know, I will say that when it's totally time. Kerry, how you doing? How are you feeling about things?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm frustrated like everyone else. It's embarrassing the way elections are run in Arizona. And this is why I've been sounding the alarm since 2020 against the fake news saying, oh, you can't question our elections. How dare you? You're an election denier. You know what? This is why we've been questioning our elections, because they're not being run properly. It's hurting our state It's hurting our people. It's hurting the faith we have in our system. And we are going to reform it, Charlie. Now, I feel 100% confident we're going to win this. I hate that they're slow rolling and dragging their feet and delaying the inevitable. And they don't want to put out the truth, which is that we won. You know, yesterday we waited. We gave them 24 hours and they released 62,000 votes. How embarrassing. I'm looking down here at my notes. We have about 622,000 votes yet to be counted. And of those, 384,000 are people who took their mail-in ballot and walked it in on election day. I think we all know how the majority of those people were going to vote. We're going to win this, and there's not a darn thing they can do about it. But they're trying to pour cold water on this movement. This movement is on fire, and no amount of water is going to put that fire out. We, the people, are taking our government back. And I want my supporters, Charlie, to know, don't lose faith. Let what's happening here in Maricopa County and in Arizona elections only make you want to win and work harder to save our republic, because it's going to take each and every one of us pressuring lawmakers to do the right thing and bring about meaningful reform to our elections in order to save our republic for our children.
And we have about a minute remaining for the break, Carrie, but this is delaying legislative leadership elections. This is making Arizona the laughingstock of the world. I mean, so can you talk about when you're governor, what are you going to do to fix this day one? 1 minute remaining.
I've already been working with a transition team. I know we're going to win this. And day one, we're gonna have a special session and say, let's restore faith in our elections. Get the lawmakers to do their job. And I will sign legislation to restore faith and honesty in our elections. I want one day voting, frankly, to get as close to that as possible. We vote for a whole month here and it's outrageous. We've got mail-in ballots floating around all over, five going to a home with one registered voter. This is not going to work. And we're going to have people who are disenfranchised and lose complete faith in our system.
Now they're saying that it wasn't one in five voting centers that were messed up. It's even more than that. They're saying that it was 70 out of 223 in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Everything's fine. Yeah. We're really excited, Bill Gates said. Oh, but by the way, everything is just, you know, by the way, it's 7 out of 223. Carrie, stay right there, please. And I want to just, okay, everyone that's watching right now, people are they're on edge. They're anxious. They're nervous. And they are slow walking this thing. 620,000 plus ballots. And I can tell you right now, some of our hardest are voters, our most reliable voters. Their votes haven't even been, they're just sitting in a corner somewhere. Okay, I want to tell you guys about ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free Relief Factor, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. There's all sorts of different types of pain you very well might be experiencing. I encourage you guys to check out Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com. Look, I know a lot of different people that are struggling to sleep, too. They have Relief Factor Sleep. You guys should check it out at ReliefFactor.com. The sleep is really good. Everyone goes to bed, but not everyone sleeps. We're all about helping people. You guys see it has melatonin, GABA, L-theanine, and many other things. So ReliefFactor.com, that is ReliefFactor.com. The 100% drug-free supplement could be the best solution for you. Tens of thousands of customers are using Relief Factor every day to stay out of pain for less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. You guys can get it. That is ReliefFactor.com. That is ReliefFactor.com. For only $19.95, you could try Relief Factor for 3 weeks. So much to gain and so little to lose. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. 20 seconds, Tyler. This is destroying leadership elections and just really throwing off the appearance of what Arizona has to the rest of the country.
Yeah, I mean, leadership elections, who becomes Speaker of the House, who becomes Senate President, who the people are that actually make the laws to help serve the constituents and citizens of the state of Arizona are now up in the air. This could have massive legal consequences. And I think this is, I hate to say it, but I mean, this is either intentionally or inconsequentially leading us this way.
Look, if you don't want to accidentally take a laxative and have the worst day of your life, listen to this. If you're currently taking a magnesium supplement, chances are you're literally flushing it down the toilet. I experienced that. It's not fun. You see, the most common type of magnesium is actually used as a laxative. So if you're taking it, you're probably, let's just say, depositing it in a place you shouldn't be. With 80% of Americans who are actually magnesium deficient, what if I told you could be making that deficiency worse
by actually taking the wrong kind of magnesium. Sort of paradoxical, isn't it? The worst part about magnesium deficiency is how it affects almost every aspect of your health. Your metabolism suffers, you can't lose weight, your blood pressure goes up, and a whole lot more. And the worst part is your sleep suffers. So what is the solution? It's called Magnesium Breakthrough. It's my favorite magnesium product that I continue to highly recommend. It's the only full-spectrum magnesium supplement with 7 unique forms of magnesium that your body can actually absorb. And this month, they're including free bottles of their full line of digestive health products on select orders while supplies last. That means you're getting free products to try that will support your digestive system. Having an optimized digestive system means less energy, trying to digest foods, and absorbing more nutrients from the foods you eat. This special offer is only available at magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Visit magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Enter code KIRK10 for 10% off any order. You need magnesium. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. So, Carrie, look, a lot of people are worried just about more generally, why is this taking so long? You know, transition of power. And Carrie, part of being governor is also being the spokesperson, the cheerleader for the state, the representative. I'm sure that one of the things we have to turn around is we don't want Arizona to be a laughingstock. We don't want us to be the end of a joke, right? I'm getting texts from people all across the country, and they say this is a mockery. And I don't want our beautiful state, State 48, to be treated that way. Your thoughts, Carrie?
Well, it's not going to be treated that way much longer. We will never have another election run like this. I'm sick of it, and the people are sick of it. And we are going to, don't worry, Charlie, and don't worry, America, and don't worry, Arizona. We're going to change things up so we don't have this happening every single election. And we'll work very hard to make sure that doesn't happen. I'm always going to speak the truth, and I will be Arizona's cheerleader. But when we have something that's not working, we have to admit it, and it's not working the way we're doing things. I think, you know, there could be some intentional be some intentional actions here to slow roll this. They always intentionally have the early ballots ready to go. We roll those out on election night. They favor the Democrats, and they want to bring down the excitement for Republicans. This is a Republican year. Republicans and even people who aren't Republicans are tired of the dead end policies of the Democrat Party. But they wanted to throw, like I said, throw cold water on our movement. They want to take that victory away. They want to make it look like America First is not thriving when in fact it is. Don't believe the narrative that you're hearing. They're going to get 2 or 3 days of this where they're saying, oh, Trump didn't do well. His picks actually did do quite well. They did very well. And America First Movement is still alive and well. Mm-hmm. And I think they didn't want us to have our big moment with our big victory speech. They did this to me in the primary. They slow rolled the results. When they finally let us declare victory, and when they finally declared me the winner, I was only up by, I think, a half a point. So the media ran with the false narrative that I squeaked out a win, a narrow victory. And then later in the coming days, they finally counted the rest of the ballots, only to reveal that I won by 5 points, which is pretty good when you're up against 4 opponents. I won by 5 points. But the media never covered that. They kept with that narrative that it was a squeaker. And I think they're going to try to do that again. I believe we win, and I think we win by a good margin. And we're going to go on to reform our election so we never have this embarrassment again.
Yeah, look, Carrie, you could win anywhere between by 80 to 200,000 votes based on our modeling. You're going to win. These drop-offs are our people. Think about someone who takes a field trip to go drop off a ballot. And by the way, I know this. By the way, let me just prove it to you. If you're in the audience and you dropped off a ballot on election day, shoot me an email, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'm about to get 1,000 emails. Just right there is a sample size of people that said, I brought my family, all this. And by the way, Carrie, when I voted in Scottsdale, it was like, I've never seen anything like it. It was like a parade of Vietnam era, because they were wearing the Vietnam veteran hats, of people with green envelopes. They were coming out of the rivers. They were coming out of the aqueducts. They were coming out of the mountains. And what do I mean by green envelopes? Those people that were voting, right? And they wanted to make sure they dropped it off securely. And guess what, Carrie? When I went to go vote in Scottsdale, some of these people were coming in with their ballot to spoil it. And God bless these election workers. I don't mean they're really sweet people, but they're being totally manipulated by Bill Gates and Stephen Richard. They're these poor guys. They're like 75 years old trying to fix a machine. And this is not going to happen, right? They can't log into Facebook, let alone, you know, fix this very complicated vote tabulation machine. And so,
it's maladministration that they wouldn't have enough toner, that the batteries would be out. You know, I hope it wasn't malice. But who knows with these people? Who knows? And we can't have this kind of doubt in our system.
Yes.
Well, you know, I should repeat a little bit of what I just said. You know, you wonder why they do this. They slow roll these results. They want to change the narrative. You've got election officials like the Stephen Richards of the world and the Bill Gates of the world. And I'm not talking about the Bill Gates, you know, the big rich one. I'm talking about the poorer one that is trying to mess with our elections here. They're controlling the narrative of election night here in this great country. And withholding and slow rolling results. I think it's despicable. Get the job done, guys. They bring out the early ballots. They say the Democrats are winning. Katie Hobbs is not winning. She has never been winning. They're just not counting votes. And when you kind of slow down counting votes and you bring it to almost a screeching halt, and all you have are the early ballots, it makes it look like she's winning. And I can guarantee you she's not going to win this.
Yes, that's right.
They just want to change the narrative and have the whole world saying, oh, I guess Trump's people didn't win. I guess America First movement is dead. It's not. It's very much alive. Our movement is as alive right now, maybe even more so than it was when we were holding three rallies the night before election, yes, filling Prescott with rowdy America First folks who love this country.
Yeah, so Carrie, just since I asked the question, we have received 685 emails of people saying, dropped in my ballot, dropped in my ballot, dropped in my ballot, dropped in my ballot. So, and these are just Maricopa, just to give an idea of what we're getting. And so that this is better than a poll. This is better than any prognosticator running some sort of media operation. And Austin, you saw this in some of the reddest precincts and reddest voting centers that were just overflowing. So, Carrie, really quick, I know you got to go in just a minute here. You're already working on transition. You're going ahead full speed. Talk about that, because you can't allow the bad guys to try to co-opt your transition. Well, I think that's also the other thing, Carrie. I think they're trying to ruin your transition. I think they're trying
to... Well, they won't. They won't. Listen, I'm a fighter. I think everyone knows that. I'm not going to let these guys, with their incompetency, slow me down. We are moving forward. We're putting a team together and we're working hard. We're going to have a great border plan. We have a great border plan. We're going to make sure we're implementing that. We're going to make sure that we're restoring faith in our elections, and we will keep working. I'm already heading toward getting ready to govern this state, and we're keeping our eyes on this election. We have to. We've got attorneys. We've got eyeballs everywhere. The votes will eventually be counted, and we will change the way this system works. I want to bring together a group, whether it be a task force, to investigate what went wrong, how these anomalies happen. I want to look into it, because when you have people slow rolling results, not having printer or not having the printers ready, not having the tabulators ready, that's either maladministration, incompetency. We don't know what it is, but we want to get to the bottom of how this could happen so it never happens again.
You are a serious threat to them, Carrie, and we broadcasted for a while that we were going to show up big time on Election Day, and I believe it was a traffic jam by design. I really do. I think it was a traffic jam by design. Carrie, can you just give our audience a little bit of peace of mind? You got great attorneys on this. You got Harmeet Dillon, right? You got a lot of eyeballs and poll watchers.
We have a lot of attorneys on it. We have eyeballs. I think we have the best team ever on it, and we are monitoring this. Our war room is working hard. And I want people to know, when you're in a system that's messed up like this, you don't just get miraculously one easy election to get through it. It's a messed up election system. And we knew we had to trudge through it to get victory. We knew we had to have a movement to get so many votes that we kind of broke the matrix, I guess you could say.
Yes, you did.
And now when we get to the other side, we will fix it. God never promised us this was going to be easy. He wouldn't have put the toughest fighters in it if it was going to be easy. Amen. He would have put some weak people in it. But he put tough people here at this moment to solve these problems of our day, and we will do it. Don't you guys worry a bit.
God bless you, Carrie Lake. We are behind you. We're going to be celebrating your victory. Maricopa said they might drop ballots tonight, so maybe it'll be next week. I mean, these people. I mean, by the way, I wouldn't be surprised if they take tomorrow off because of the federal holiday. I wouldn't be surprised.
I think they're delaying.
I think I heard they said they were going to count. I think I did hear that. I will double check and find out.
This is such a disgrace. Carrie's going to fix it. We are behind you. And if my now 2,000 emails I just received on drop off ballots is any indication, Carrie, I think we're going to have something really to celebrate really soon.
I think they want to count through the holiday because they want to announce her win when everybody's on vacation here.
That's right. Okay.
That's okay. We're still going to have a big celebration.
It's going to be massive.
That's right. Carrie, we're behind you. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Benny, I haven't got you in yet on the conversation. Your thoughts, 30 seconds. We'll talk more during the break.
This is what I would have asked. This is what I would have asked Carrie Lake. Obviously, I defer to Charlie, and you have been covering this so well. But on election night, we were sitting here, and we were taking results live. And the speed at which the Florida election results came in ripped my face off. It was not possible, even with some of the smartest guys I know sitting across from me, to manage the amount of votes being counted and tabulated in real time. And Ron DeSantis and Marco Rubio had won by what? 9 p.m.?
That's right.
Polls close? Boom. That's the way it should work in Arizona.
Rents are soaring at unprecedented highs. If you're renting or have a friend or family member that is, now is a great time to make the move to homeownership. Look, you gotta own. Renting, that's great reset stuff. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific Mortgage have helped so many people make that leap from renting to owning, with lots of programs that offer first-time buyers assistance with little to no down payment needed. I encourage you right now to visit my buddies, their website. They're great guys. They're Christians. They're conservatives. They love the Lord. AndrewandTodd.com right now. The thing I love about these guys is it's not about the transaction. They're helping you create a plan to help you reach your goals. Give them a call or go to their website, AndrewandTodd.com. With today's still historically low interest rates, it's easier than you think to become a homeowner. I've relied on them, and producer Andrew has as well. I highly recommend you take action now. And if you know someone paying rent, tell them about Andrew and Todd. Go to AndrewandTodd.com and tell them the Charlie Kirk Show sent you.
I want to read one of these emails. Again, you have to know the state that you're making predictions in, right? This is why these people in D.C. are going to be shocked when Blake gets within. I'm not going to say 100% Blake's going to win, but he's right there. Charlie, I personally drove 18 minutes to drop my mother-in-law's, father-in-law, and husband's mail-in ballot. This is the first year I've ever driven to drop off a ballot, Sherry. I'm sure we have a lot of, by the way, that's where we're going to win. I'm sure we have a lot of Arizona people watching right now. Welcome, guys. Thank you. I want to take this opportunity while we are on the stream together to tell you about America Fest. America Fest is an amazing event that Turning Point USA is putting on at the Phoenix Convention Center, December 17, 18, 19, and 20. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Kaylee McEnany, Governor-elect Lake. That's right, you heard me, Governor-elect Lake. Greg Gutfeld, Benny Johnson, Jack Posobiec, and many others will be there. It is amfest.com, amfest.com. You guys can get your special tickets right now. And if you are looking for an amazing celebration of freedom and liberty, that we're going to take back the country and take back the state of Arizona, it's going to be happening at America Fest. It is the most unbelievable thing that you could possibly see. It is, the stage is incredible. Country music concerts, young people from across the country. If you're looking to meet more people that are like-minded, we have over 150 sponsors in our exhibit hall. The energy is off the charts. Let's play the trailer, please. Cut 55. American patriots from sea to shining sea are coming together to reclaim our foundational truths of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Charlie Kirk here. 2022 is the year we take back America. So let's make history again. The movement starts here at Turning Point USA in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us December 17th through the 20th at America Fest. Purchase your tickets right now for the biggest conservative party in America at amfest.com. That is amfest.com. amfest.com. See you there. We really want to see you guys at America Fest. If you are in Phoenix or if you're in Arizona, you got to come. It's amfest.com. Bring your kids. There's a special promo code that can get you a reduced ticket. It's going to be incredible. Benny, how amazing is America Fest? Is there any event quite like it?
It's kind of like a like a country music festival and a rock concert wrapped
celebration
into,
of America.
It's a celebration. It is. Okay, this is the right way to say it. There is an entire part of our party that are doomers. They're dark. And all you hear from them when they give speeches are, we're done. Everything's screwed up. This country sucks. And that's the Republican Party. And there are lots of Republicans that make their bread and butter doing that. That's dooming. That's sad. It's dark. It's bad. The optimism and the energy and the humor and the brightness is what attracts people to your movement. And we want to attract new people. And we are doing that. And we're doing that because of events like America Fest.
It's amazing. Okay, and Tyler, the event's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, we spent years building this thing, and the culmination was last year. We set a new bar, I think, with the greatest pro-America event ever in the history of the country that we did last year, and yeah. this year is going to be even bigger. So I'm really proud of our events team and what they've done with it. It's incredible.
So
Warren is incredible.
We are getting emails of people from all over Arizona, which means if you're in Arizona, you should come to America Fest. But this is why it's going to happen. I'm telling you right now.
It's going to become like Kerry Lake Fest here. It's going to be Blake Masters Fest and Kerry Lake Fest.
It's going to be Blake Fest.
It's going to be Trump Fest, Kerry Lake Fest, Ron DeSantis Fest. It's going to be literally everybody in the world is going to be there. It's going
to
be
incredible. Are you going to rename a lake Kerry Lake in Arizona?
We are, actually.
I tweeted this out about a month ago. I said, we need to take one of our reservoirs and rename it Kerry Lake.
Just Kerry.
Because Lake would be weird, so we got to just call it Kerry.
Just call it Kerry. That's right. Just Kerry Lake. So,
or Lake Kerry.
Will you sponsor that bill?
Yes,
Arizona State Legislature. We got a legislator here, right here. So why don't we?
I think she has to earn it first, but I think she's going to.
We have so many people that are emailing us. They said, dropped off my ballot, dropped off my ballot, dropped off my ballot, I dropped off my ballot, dropped off my ballot. And that's why, again, you got a bunch of New York and D.C. people that look in almost like a colonialist and like, oh, yeah, that state out there out west with the with the heat and the sun. And this is why we are the number one trusted news source for anything Arizona politics, anything really national politics, mm-hmm. because Tyler taught me this, and I learned this throughout the years. You got to be in the grassroots. And if you know the voter behavior, all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's what's happening, and that's right, and that isn't right, and that makes sense, and that doesn't make sense. And this is why all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, Kerry Lake is in a tough race. No, she isn't. I mean, think about this. If in Donald Trump's 2016 election against Hillary Clinton, if you only counted the ballots from Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee, yeah, it would look like Donald Trump's really struggling. Like, oh, wait, there's suburbs and there's rural areas. All of a sudden, things start to normalize a little bit. And that's exactly what is happening in Arizona. Our strongest voters have not even been counted yet. Let me say that again. The most loyal, committed Republican voters in the state of Arizona have not even had the ballot opened yet. That's a disgrace, but it should obviously give you hope for Blake and certainty for Kerry Lake. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie Kirk here. Look, I've told you about producer Andrew and how Relief Factor has really improved his life and relieved the pain in his knees and back. Now, let me tell you about Yvonne in California. She says this, quote, both my husband and I are in our 70s and so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom from aches and pains like Relief Factor. I hear you, Yvonne. Relief Factor works for me too. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors based on scientific research to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing you pain. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing. Your first step to becoming pain-free could be just to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor. Okay, my projections. I spent about an hour last night because I couldn't sleep. Even though I wanted to sleep, I couldn't sleep. I did end up getting a couple hours. Praise God for that. But I went through this, and based on my projections, I think we are going to have a 6-seat House majority. 6-seat House majority. Now, Tyler, you're part of the Republican National Committee. You're the committeeman for Arizona. We do not hold that against you, right, as being part of the Republican machinery.
I'm trying to get in there to be one of the good guys.
And you're a grassroots conservative. You're trying to reform the Republican.
You got to have someone on the inside to blow up the system.
All cards on the table. I'm a registered independent. By the way, if you're a registered independent, email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. I hate the Republican Party so much.
Yeah.
I refuse to be obviously, I voted for all Republicans, right? I mean, so it's not like I'm voting for Dems here, right? But I refuse to be part of the machine.
You're an independent conservative.
But of course I am.
But that's why you forced me to do it.
But so. I sent time.
Thank you.
It's missions work.
Listen, honey. This was your idea.
Yeah. So Tyler.
Yeah, Charlie's like, I hate the Republican Party. You do.
This is why I hate the Republican Party. I hate it very simply because at least Democrats will stab you in the face. With the Republican Party, you have no idea who's going to stab you next, and it will always be in your back. At least Democrats tell me who they are. With Republicans, there are too many snakes.
That is the best way.
So, Tyler, we were here in Red Wave, and the committee, they were talking about all these different sorts of things. In Arizona, we've actually done our job. Eli Crane, Siskamani, I think Schweikert's going to pull it off in Scottsdale.
The numbers that are coming back, so the state superintendent's race, the corporation commission race, those are pretty much done deals, right? So those broke the thread. Now we're seeing Abe come through. Abe's going to be next. Kerry's going to be next. And then we're going to end up with I think Mark and Blake getting over the line. But these are all good signs because that shows that our grassroots base who are interested in these races are winning, which means that the Democrats didn't turn out for those down ballot races.
They didn't knock doors.
They didn't knock doors. They didn't get energized behind those down ballot candidates. That's good for us. Now, I also think that this spells really well for some of these competitive races, these tight legislative competitive races that are out there. Austin and I both know them well. House district and it's Senate district. It's the same in Arizona. 2, 4, 9, 16. 13's looking pretty good. Yeah. But 2, 4, 9, and 16, we have all of our friends there. We're waiting for this ballot drop. So now what's happening, and this is really important for the audience to understand, the legislative leadership calls elections for leadership. So the Speaker of the House, who's the Senate president, these are the people who set the agenda for the state of Arizona. They set the agenda almost unilaterally, right? The leadership does. And we don't know who those people are going to be now. We can't have those elections because Maricopa County is incompetent and isn't getting their job done. So now we're waiting. And so now you look at this and you go, oh, are they intentionally delaying the results because they're wanting to impact the legislative leadership?
So now they're affecting two
elections. So yeah, are they trying to impact that? Yeah. And guys, there's only so much time between now and January when bills have to be dropped. Right. And so this is like, so if there's a massive problem happening in Arizona and legislators are trying to solve it, that all depends on who your leadership is. And we don't even know who that is because we don't know the results of the election.
Yep. So looking nationally, we have some very good news to share, everybody. Despite all of the media's best attempts, it looks like Lauren Boebert is going to win.
Yeah, we were texting with her last
which
night.
Which is really great.
And we were texting with her last night.
We don't want to say that too preemptively, but it does look really good. Lauren Boebert has taken the lead. I'm really thrilled about this. She's taken a 400-vote lead. That is hardly a blowout, but it looks like the more votes come in, they're actually favoring her right now. And that's a nice little cushion. It went from down 62 to up 400, which is really, really good. Hey, Austin, I want to talk about some of the props in a second here in Arizona, but can I go through some of the House races? I want to go through some of the national House races. Joe Kent, who's one of our favorite candidates, is going to win
in
Washington. He's looking really, really good. In fact, the New York Times has even admitted now that Joe Kent is going to
win,
which is terrific. So look, it looks like Republicans are probably going – so Republicans need 10 more confirmed races to confirm to take the House of Representatives. I can say almost certainly that is going to happen. I think Republicans are probably going to get another 13 to 14, which means Republicans will have a 4-seat majority. Now, the significance of that means that Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Matt Gaetz, and Lauren Boebert, if they just created the Rebellion Caucus, they could block any speaker election. They could block any of those four people.
Yes.
And then you could add other people on top.
Yeah, it's untenable. It's untenable.
This is what happens when the Republican establishment was so focused on, oh, we're going to win, 900 or 90 seats. We're going to win 50 seats. Like, actually, no, you're going to have a 5-seat majority, which actually empowers Andy Biggs. It empowers the good guys. It empowers Jim Banks.
That's what we want. Yeah.
It empowers Anna Paulina. Mm-hmm. It empowers Jim Jordan. Scott Perry. It empowers the best Byron Donalds. It empowers the best voices we have. And actually, it makes it so that the Republican establishment has very little power. Is that right, Tyler?
I pulled up this GIF for you.
Yeah, the Jack Nicholson.
The Jack Nicholson. Yeah. and look, I mean, we warned about this. So months and months and months ago, I think I came on your show and we talked about redistricting. And I said, fire alarm, fire alarm. This was probably over a year ago.
We could go back in the archives. And
I said, guys, redistricting looks like absolute garbage. And the speaker isn't doing his job, or the future speaker, the minority leader, isn't doing his job. And not enough people are doing their job. The RNC is not doing their job. We need to be focused state by state on redistricting. And I was really committed here, down to every single line that was drawn, working with all the different groups that we could on our side here in Arizona. But even Governor Ducey didn't do a good enough job with what he was responsible for. We did a terrible job. And I said this to you. I said, everyone was like, oh, no, we're going to have like a 50-seat flip or 40-seat flip. And I was like, no, guys, we're not. We expect it. We feel it. But the lines, how they're drawn, how they were cultivated here, are not giving us that. We're probably going to end up being a lot tighter than you think. and we're going to lose the House again in 2024. And what's the point? Like, we're going to spend another 10 years without the House, 8 years without the House, 6 years without the House. The job of these people of the party is to make sure that this is good and work as diligently as the Democrats have. And this is the Eric Holder mantra that's really destroyed us, is that we have to get ahead of redistricting years and years in advance. And we didn't do that. And that's why you're seeing, you know, everyone like, oh, it wasn't a red wave. Da, 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 da. We could have had a red wave. We had a red wave. We have a lot of energy.
You have nearly 7 million more votes cast for Republicans this election than Democrats.
But it's the lines.
So how does that work?
Well, yeah, so we actually
Clearly the base said, I am unhappy with what's going on. And many independents said, I am unhappy with what's going on. And that led to a nearly 7 million more ballots cast for Republicans. And what Tyler is explaining is, so how do you go from that to still losing?
Yeah, well, it's simple. It's two things. It's lines and candidates, right?
It's also the census, and your bench. But that's a separate issue.
But the census goes into that, right? So the census is part of the redistricting process that essentially is, right? And it was controlled and manipulated by the Democrats. Now, they screwed up some things. So they actually screwed up the census here in Arizona, thinking that it would benefit them, thinking that we were going to have 10 congressional seats, and we ended up with 9 because they missed up. So part of the reason why we're winning, why we're now, we went from a 4-5 to what was going to be at minimum a 6-3, maybe 7-2 in Arizona, is because the Democrats miscalculated on censusing, and they underperformed across the state. And so, but I mean, again, we can get into this after the election, but we need to be thinking about redistricting for 2030 now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that sounds crazy, but we have to.
Well, and yeah, we lost a lot of these redistricting battles. However, I will say this, thankfully, New York went so aggressive in their maps that actually the new judge maps will hand us the House of Representatives.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. You can't go too aggressive, right? You have to be within the parameters of what a judge would find acceptable.
And the DOJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. New York went so nuts. I mean, they literally tried to eliminate the Republican Party from New York.
Yes.
That now it was so bad that Nancy Pelosi will probably be fired speaker for two reasons. Just so we're clear, it's not because of the establishment. It's not because of all these fake candidates and these synthetic people and all the money that they missed. By the way, it was like $250 million. There's poof that was wasted on this stuff across the country. Anna Paulina, Ron DeSantis, because he had great maps and Mills won. Okay. And honestly, Lee Zeldin. I cannot thank Lee Zeldin enough. That competitive governor's race in New York is what lifted all these other candidates. The fact that New York Democrats went too far. New York Democrats went so far. And people say, Charlie, what do you mean the maps? Okay. So back when Cuomo was in office and they were redistricting, they gerrymandered so terribly. And they made the maps so in favor of Democrats. We sued. And then a judge said, you know what, this is right. And the new maps favored Republic, actually were really good for Republicans.
Yes. Yeah.
Plus a Lee Zeldin kind of message on crime, a weak gubernatorial candidate with Hochul. That's the House of Representatives. But you know where we got obliterated? Illinois. My home state of Illinois. We didn't win a single one of those competitive congressional districts. We lost in Illinois 6. Yep. We lost in Illinois 17. Pecan we lost in Illinois 14. Yep. We lost everywhere. Disaster. You know where else we got obliterated? Minnesota.
Yep.
We got destroyed.
Yes.
Michigan, we got run over. Ohio, we lost 3 winnable congressional races in Ohio. J.R. Majewski, Madison Jesietto Gilbert. We lost 3 of them. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of go across the country. We also lost 3 winnable ones in Texas as well.
Yes.
Rio Grande Valley, which we thought kind of Hispanics were going to come back in our direction. They did, but not enough. It was way overestimated. You know,
so basically, Charlie, what happened is now the Democrats are going back and they're going, we did our job on redistricting. Even though we've done the worst job statistically in the history of mankind, if we can draw the lines the way that we want to draw them and control the process, then we can win. And this emboldens them for future redistricting.
And some good news, all of our Montana patriots, you can email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you guys for delivering us an extra congressional seat. That's going to make a big difference. So the growing population of Montana, they now have 2 congressmen. They used to always have 1. We're going to have Matt Rosendale and Commander Zinke in as congressmen. That's a big deal. And then Arizona did its job. More ballots come in, you're going to see how red Arizona actually is. I think Arizona is going to shock the world. It's going to be the story of like, wow, we really underperformed in Illinois. Ohio outside J.D. Vance, we got obliterated outside of DeWine, just really bad.
Yep.
I mean, Michigan, horror show.
I will say the bright spot of Midwest was Iowa.
Iowa has delivered, for sure. Governor, you're right. Senator, mm-hmm. I don't think they have a Democrat going to Congress this year in Iowa.
No. Nope.
They've basically run the Democrat Party out of the state of Iowa. That's a really good
thing. And that's thing. Good for the caucus in
It's great for the caucus. It's great for presidential politics. That's really good. But honestly, if Republicans have to do another place of soul searching that we thought that like we were going to do well in with our models, it's Pennsylvania. We'll talk about Pennsylvania in a second. Actually, I want to save that for Jack because Jack has the Pennsylvania analysis. I want to tell you guys about Legacy Box. Legacy Box is an amazing product that I encourage you guys to check out. If you're like me, you're most likely getting boxes. You have boxes of old media, photos, Super 8 films, VHS tapes, and slide, collecting dusts in your attic or garage. You guys have got to check out Legacy Box at legacybox.com/Kirk. Legacybox.com/Kirk to check out their Black Friday sale. Legacybox.com/Kirk for an irresistible deal. That's legacybox.com/Kirk. Legacybox.com/Kirk. Who do you want to share and relive these recorded moments with? Your children, your siblings. Legacybox.com/Kirk could be the best thing for you. So check it out right now. That is legacybox.com/Kirk. Legacybox.com/Kirk. You need to preserve those recorded moments so they're there and they're safe forever. Legacybox.com/Kirk. You want to share them and relive them for all your friends and family. I'm a big fan of Legacy Box. Uploads on the on the cloud forever. I use Legacy Box and you should as well. Legacybox.com/Kirk. Do me a favor, everybody. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Take out your cell phone and open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show and hit subscribe. We are during radio's not going to hear this, but during our live stream here, we're going to talk about Nevada. I am increasingly nervous and anxious about Nevada. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Look, you've helped build the wonderful MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. And I got to tell you, the things that they have, like the 6-piece towel set, the 2 bath towels, the 2 hand towels, the 2 washcloths, game changer. The bed sheets, boom, knocked down to $29.98. But look, orders placed now through Christmas will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. It's an amazing way to end your year and do your Christmas shopping and support the wonderful, the amazing, patriotic Mike Lindell. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. Call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. And believe me when I say this, you'll get a great night's sleep. Mike Lindell is a great friend, a patriot, someone I really respect. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com. Support this show and Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. One of our listeners said, you and your commentators are ignoring the 18 to 23-year-old vote inspired by Dobbs. Will they find another shiny object in 24? Mark in Virginia. We're not ignoring it. We've talked about the Dobbs vote. And by the way, just so we're clear, when the final things are done, we're going to see Carrie Lake do a lot better with the youth vote than almost any other candidate. DeSantis did great with the youth vote, too. So, and by the way, millennials actually are almost a Republican demographic now.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear, millennials only voted Democrats by 2 points.
Charlie, the latest numbers that are out have millennials only voting for Democrats plus 2. You realize that in the Obama era, that was like a 35 point spread.
Just
like,
so we're clear, Turning Point Action has done its job to close that gap. Yes. Gen Z is a work in progress. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's almost gone.
Yeah,
by
the way, we're trying to deprogram all the nonsense and drivel of TikTok and, you know, parents sending their kids to college. I always laugh when someone says, "Charlie, why is my kid still liberal? Do your job." I'm like, I have to do my job? Like, you just sent your kid to like Brown and he's on TikTok all day long. I'll do my job. Like, give me a couple years, pal. Why is he still liberal? It's your fault.
He keeps watching Dylan Mulvaney interview Biden.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Charlie, too. It's like 10 points down from where it was before. Yeah. Like, we're heading in a really good direction.
We're within striking distance. Someone says here, we lost Illinois because of angry women sending the message that their abortions are more important than their kids, family, and money. The weak males in their lives have no choice but to follow or get nothing and like it. Terry, I'm afraid that is correct. They would much, by the way, just so we're clear, Illinois should have been a referendum on this insane thing called the Safety Act, where now they have no bail for kidnapping, for arson, second degree murder. And instead, Illinois became a referendum on abortion, is what it became. Illinois is a very, very blue state. And unfortunately, that's the case. By the way, Jesse Waters is trending because he said women need to get married. Well, it's true. Women do need to get married. I mean, women are happier when they're married. They're way they just tend to be unhappier when they're not married. That doesn't mean you can't be happy if you're not married. It's just biologically and literally true. Media Matters. Make sure you get that quote right. Thank you. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay, so I want to talk about Nevada. We're getting a lot of questions about Nevada. Look, I'm increasingly nervous about Nevada. I'll be honest. The people in the Laxalt team remain very confident, but the gap between Adam Laxalt and Cortez Masto is now 12,000 votes. And this is what makes me really kind of nervous, is that there is more and more mystery of how many ballots are actually outstanding. So I'm going to do some more Nevada math. And honestly, the Nevada House races for the U.S. House of Representatives aren't great. Before I dive deeper into that, though, speaking of Michigan, Michigan was a horror show. It was awful. However, there's one great thing in Michigan that we have to talk about, Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College is amazing. If you guys want to learn about the Constitution, learn about what really America is all about, Hillsdale College is the best college in America. Hillsdale College is just terrific, top to bottom. Dr. Larry Arnn does an amazing job. You guys could take their Churchill course, their Aristotle course, and their new course about the American founding with Dr. Thomas West and David Azarad. I'm taking that course right now. It's spectacular. It's charlie4hillsdale.com. That's Charlie, F-O-R, Hillsdale.com. I am very in favor of Hillsdale College, sending your kids there. They will learn about the great books. They will be steeped in the classical tradition. But more than that, take their online courses. Go to the website right now, charlie4hillsdale.com. They are free. Get your kids to take them. If your kid is on the verge of becoming a Marxist non-binary feminist, which should be a contradictory of terms, then have them go to charlie4hillsdale.com. Have them take 5 courses, 10 courses. It's very important. Charlie, F-O-R-Hillsdale.com. Charlie4Hillsdale.com. Okay. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. I have to say, do you guys want to...
Maybe Hillsdale should start a course on counting ballots and send that course to Arizona.
Well, they actually do have a math course. It's really good.
Oh.
You could learn Euclidean geometry, and you could learn all about mathematics and logical proofs. Yeah, we should send Stephen Richer a Hillsdale online course. Charlie4Hillsdale.com. All right, so currently, look, Joe Lombardo is in a much better spot than Steve Sisolak, but here's what happens in Vegas. And producer Andrew is not here with us today. He's back at home. But in Vegas, Vegas is Clark County, and Clark County is one of the most corrupt counties in the entire country. Now, there are some pockets of Clark County that are actually pretty good for us. Henderson is increasingly good for us, right? That's LDS world.
Yeah, that's always been the good part of Clark County.
But then there's this kind of like west of I-15 corridor that is super sketch, right? That kind of northwest corner of Vegas, North Vegas. You get off the strip, and a lot of these people work in low-wage jobs at the Venetian, at the MGM Grand, at the Bellagio. There's basically what is called the culinary union, right? So they're waiter and waitresses, they're chefs, you know, they're working on the lines, you know, making food. And that's not a small population. They're also, we call them the culinary union, but effectively they are kind of the muscular class casino worker union. Mm-hmm. And this is these are hundreds of thousands of people, okay? So Harry Reid realized that there was this massive amount of people that are working in muscular jobs in Vegas. And with actually, Harry Reid was a recipient of this, but do you know who basically built Vegas? Jimmy Hoffa really helped build Vegas with a lot of Michigan pension union money. There's a lot of great movies about this, casino being one of them. Brought in a lot of the pension money, comes into Vegas, and they develop it, and they brought the same union machinery that would run Wayne County and Macomb County and the UAW, the United Auto Workers Union, and they brought in that machinery into Vegas, and then they brought it into the Venetian, the MGM Grand, and the casino owners like Steve Wynn and Sheldon Adelson, they really weren't able to do anything about it. And so what Harry Reid is able to do is basically be like, as a prerequisite to go have your job as a chef or a waiter or a waitress or a maid, basically, to go clean rooms, we need your ballot. And those unions are vicious. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they will protest you at home. You'll wake. I mean, you kind of know that famous Godfather scene where the guy wakes up with a dead horse in a bed. It's not that bad in Vegas, but it is.
Is it really? Because, and we're not, of course, not trying to stand for Harry Reid, who really sucks.
He's a bad
although
bad
thank
guy.
You for the Supreme Court. We really deeply appreciate you, Harry Reid. hope you are spinning circles in hell right now. But Harry Reid did almost go into the afterlife because of a bomb that exploded in his car in a mafia tiff. Did you know this? This is a real piece of Harry Reid history where there was a bomb placed in his car and it blew up. It detonated, but he didn't die. This was a mafia bomb that was placed in his car. Just to Charlie's point of how totally, thoroughly wrought Las Vegas is with mafia activity. It literally is like a movie there. They were trying to blow up Harry Reid back in the day. This was like 30, 40 years ago.
Hey, Tyler, can you reiterate some of the math you were just talking about right here?
Yeah, so I know a lot of people are on, and I got tons of messages between yesterday and today because the media is trying to put out there in the world that, like, Katie Hobbs is going to be governor and stuff. It's just crazy. It's so to reiterate what happened last night, and I apologize, I'm losing my voice from talking the last 4 days.
For the last 2 weeks.
The media seems to have coordinated with the recorder's office and the elections department down at Maricopa County, and they were supposed to drop a massive drop yesterday at 6 p.m. And that also happened to be the same time that Carrie Lake was going on Tucker Carlson. And she was on Tucker Carlson, and it seemed, it was odd, I mean, maybe it's just coincidence, but they did not drop the ballots that they were supposed to drop at 6 p.m. And Carrie was on Tucker. And so then all of a sudden it was delay. And then she got off Tucker, and then all of a sudden they finally released and they said, oh, just kidding. We're not releasing all of the data that we said we're going to release. We're going to release only a fraction of it. And at the same time, a article posted at the Arizona Republic that was like, Katie Hobbs still has a chance, basically. So that's what's going on. And the reality is this, guys, there's 290,000 ballots that were day of drop-off ballots alone in Maricopa County. Those, the tabulation of those and where those land are going to tell us exactly the math that Blake Masters needs in order to win. So that's what we're waiting for. Realistically, they're just sitting there. They're in boxes. They're ready to be processed. They probably already have been processed, mm-hmm. and they're just sitting on this data, delaying for who knows what reason.
But I mean, look, just like conceivably, outside of malfeasance and all the stuff that our audience is obviously suggesting, what is the reason, Tyler? I mean, is it, how can you, a person can count 1,000 ballots through a machine an hour. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, let's just say we have a very slow person that's counting 4 ballots per minute, right? Even though it's probably more like 10 to 15 ballots per minute. That's 250 ballots per hour that could be processed, right? So if you have 50 workers down there, that's 12,500 per hour. The simple math here is it only should take, realistically, if you have 50 people processing, less than 20 hours to process all 200.
And now we are now at 48 hours since polls closed.
Yeah, almost. Realistically,
not 36.
It should be one whole day to process all of those ballots. That's it. And that's what they should be doing. And that's if you have 50 workers. Now, if you have 75 or you have 100, it should go faster. And like I said, that's if you're going very slow.
Yes.
You could realistically, feasibly go twice as fast as that, three times as fast as that with 50 workers. And so, yeah, this shouldn't take more than a 9 to 5
yes.
business day to count 290,000 ballots. It really shouldn't. They have machines. Yeah. So, and allegedly, that's why they instituted the machines, Charlie,
so
was to
faster.
Make things easier and faster and better. And it's slower, it had more complications, and they don't print right.
Yep.
So I like everything that they've ever said to us has been a lie.
That's right. So someone asked a really good question here, and I just want to recap it and reiterate it. Charlie, how did Arizona get so screwed up? Okay, so look, how did Colorado go this cycle? Great candidate Heidi Ginnall lost by 17 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about Washington's Tiffany Smiley lost huge to Patty Murray? Great candidate, right?
Mm-hmm.
How about Oregon? I don't think the Republican's going to win in Oregon despite a really good campaign. What does that mean? So those are three states in the American West where they tried to do mass universal vote by mail.
Yep.
And that same Soros-funded strategy came to the shores or came to the edges of Arizona, what, about 15 years ago?
Yeah, conservative land.
And no one really thought much of it, and it was started to get implemented, and people really accepted it in Arizona for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And so then there were some people that, praise God, fought back a little bit. They said, no, we still need some mechanism to be able to vote in person. And so they're like, okay, whatever. As we try to wean you off of the drug of voting in person, we'll still do these voting centers that you'll never really visit throughout the valley. Right, Tyler? Mm-hmm. They'll kind of be on the edges and whatever. But because of our program, because of Steve Bannon, because of Tucker Carlson, because of 2,000 Mules,
people change their behavior, and they have this whole infrastructure that's really built for pre-canvassing, right? To count all the ballots before election day, not for this. And now basically we're sending this referendum, like, no, you got to change it, right? So Austin's going to the legislature. People say, what can it be fixed? Austin's going to be the youngest member of the Arizona legislature. Austin, day one, we're going to get this fixed.
We have to get it done. I mean, look, all through 2020, at the end of it, going through 2021, last session in 2021 and in 2022, the first general session and the second general session, there was very good election integrity legislation. And you want to know who killed it all, and you want to know who's responsible for a lot of this? Rusty Bowers. Rusty was told by the grassroots and by other conservatives and election experts, this is what needs to be changed in Arizona. Perfect example was making sure that we go back to precinct-based voting. There was a bill for that this year. Rusty Bowers killed it. So you can thank Rusty Bowers for a lot of the issues that we're having regarding elections today.
Rusty Bowers is now fired. He's gone. And so there's going to be a change. And basically a change needs to not be even voter integrity. There's actually two, in my opinion, I'd like Tyler's thought on this. There's voter integrity, but then we just have to totally change the philosophy of how we're doing elections in Arizona. Is that right? Because voter integrity is securing. I think we have to just say, like, we're not doing universal vote by mail anymore. This is not going to happen. Go back to precinct voting. We need 2,200 different vote centers. Is that right?
Yeah, 10 seconds. We need at least a vote center by precinct, which
that's 2,000, right?
Is 900, and okay. I don't know what the latest number is. It's a little over 900. So, but and then you can combine
so quadruple it.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it used to be.
Right now, Bank of America has just lowered its 2022 forecast for the S&P 500 by a whopping 900 points to 3,600. Saying we're headed for a recession this year, it said the new year target is the lowest on the street. This is not good news for those of you stuck in equities or anything tied to stock markets. I know thousands of people who have put their trust in Noble Gold to prevent losing money in the financial storm that is brewing. You can join them by calling their expert team. Noble Gold has recently voted the number one gold company in the country by Consumer Affairs. No call centers, no scripted response, no bull, just a straight, honest run through options so you can decide. And by the way, they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 of an ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com.
So I'm going to get into some of the props. First, before I go to the Arizona prop, this is one of the most extraordinary ones. Can someone please re-up the Montana prop for me? If anybody is in Montana, please clarify this for me because it will take your breath away. Did you see this, Tyler? It must have been a massive out-of-state campaign to say vote no on prop whatever. I don't think anyone read the prop. Okay, this is Montana. I want to read the prop for everyone there. Would you vote yes or no to require medical care to infants who are born alive, including after an attempted abortion? Would you provide medical care to a baby that is born alive? How do you think Montana is voting on that? 52% of Montana voters say no, let the baby die.
It's crazy.
That's 52%. Now, Montana. I guarantee you, I don't live in Montana. Mm-hmm. I haven't actually didn't get a chance to get there this summer. I guarantee you there was a lot of money probably spent on vote no for Prop 131.
In defense of this, and of course I'm not going to defend it in principle, I'm going to defend it in process. Same as with the Kansas outlawing abortion prop, you need to get better lawyers and you need to consult with legislators in order to write these.
I
read
Benny.
The language. This the language was nonsensical. I'm telling
one?
You, dude,
in
the
Montana?
Language was not good in Montana. The way they write these is bad. And you could read the Kansas one. It made no sense.
Yeah.
It made no sense. And reading it as like a clear-eyed, just regular working class American, it doesn't make a lot of sense. They need to write these better. Consult lawyers, hire lawyers, work with state legislators, and how to get language that actually conveys what these things do.
Well, we have a referendum.
We have
actually
a prop on that, actually.
On that, yeah.
There's a prop in Arizona that's going to pass probably that says you must be clear in what it is.
Yeah, yeah. It was so opaque.
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's pretty much out of the woods. So
find the text. Read it. I'm not trying to.
Relating to initiative measures, Prop 129, we'll go through the level one. But yeah, but it looks like we're going to get proposition reform in Arizona. It looks like we're going to get real voter ID in Arizona,
That's
which
amazing.
Is going to be huge, which will help eventually phase out Also, permanent early voting.
No
in
in-state tuition for illegals.
Yeah, right now it's on the edge. The Proposition 308 relating to the classification of students for tuition purposes, that's Dreamers, to get in-state tuition, whether they go to Arizona State, NAU, U of A. Right now, it's up yes, 919,000 votes to no, 889,000. But with the remaining over 500,000 that are going to already come in, that is probably going to break no. Relating to voter identification, that is only down, you know, less than 20,000 votes. That is going to break in our favor. We know that. And then the other one that's really interesting, Arizona is going to have a lieutenant governor. Of all the propositions that's on the great. Ballot right now, Arizona will officially so have a
Carrie Lake
lieutenant
to become
governor.
Vice President of the United States.
Yes. Essentially, yes. And so, like, what happened in
it's
Arizona?
The Carrie Lake Vice President Amendment.
if you don't know how Arizona works, is that our Secretary of State is essentially the lieutenant governor. We've had, I think, the last three governors, other than Doug Ducey, he's like been the last governor in almost like two decades, I think, that has actually served a full two terms. The rest of them have either been impeached or they resigned.
Is that right?
Yes, that's completely correct. Carrie Lake, we want her to have a full two terms too, because we have a lot of work to do in Arizona. But in 2026, when she wins her reelection in the primary, she will have 30 days to pick an appointment to be her running mate for the lieutenant governor position in 2026. So congratulations, Arizona. You will have a better line of secession.
Benny is right. Let me read this prop for you. Okay.
Thank you.
This act legally protects born alive infants by imposing criminal penalties on healthcare providers who do not act to preserve the life of such infants, including infants born during an attempted abortion. A born alive infant is entitled to medically appropriate care and treatment. A healthcare provider shall take medically appropriate and reasonable actions to preserve the life and health of a born alive infant. A born alive infant means an infant who breathes, has a heartbeat, or has a definite movement of voluntary muscles after the complete expulsion or extraction from the mother. A healthcare provider found guilty of failing to take medically appropriate and reasonable actions to preserve a born alive infant under this act would be punishment of a fine of $50,000 or imprisonment up to 20 years or both. So I guarantee you that in Prop 131, they were saying that this is going to jail doctors. That's the messaging they tried with Nancy Bardo. Yes. We'll see if Bardo wins, yes. By the way. And people don't like it because for whatever reason, people are like super pro-doctor even after COVID. Like, ooh, can't jail doctors. Like, okay, well, if doctors are killing people, then you probably should be able to do that. But that was pretty confusing. Honestly, that's not as bad as I thought it would be, Benny, but that's still pretty wordy.
It's very confusing. Check the language. Yeah. Oh, Kansas is very pro-abortion now. Definitely. You ever been to Kansas? Have you ever been to Wichita? I got relatives in Wichita. Let me tell you what. They are not pro-abortion in Kansas. They're just idiots who wrote the wrong language into their proposition. Yes. And that would have won if you had been clear, concise, consulted lawyers, consulted legal experts as to how to write your props.
Someone said right here, they said, I voted yes on that proposition, but honestly, I had to read it twice to make sure yes was the right answer.
Thank you.
Montana is an anti-abortion state, or at least it was until we were invaded from the COVID escapees.
Yeah.
Jay in Helena. Helena is a great spot. Love Helena.
So one thing that's coming up here in Arizona that everyone needs to be aware of, and we're going to need volunteers, and I don't think we're going to have any shortage of volunteers. But the ballot curing process happens in
that?
Tight races. So,
yeah, explain the ballot.
So Maricopa County had some news yesterday. They drew the hand count verification, and they do that by race. They ended up picking the governor's and senator's race, of course.
That's good.
Which is great, which means that we'll have hopefully slightly more confidence in these vote centers that are against the law. But anyways, the curing process that happens in every place is that when there is adjudication that needs to happen, meaning a ballot is screwed up in some way or doesn't match or whatever, they basically have to go out. We need volunteers to go out to those people's houses, call them, text them, show up at their house and say, hey, your ballot's screwed up. Do you want to fix it? And almost always the answer is, of course, yes. But people don't know. And so we've got to send volunteers to go do it. And so I'm hoping that we will have a significant amount of people, everyone that we possibly need to go help with that process in order to gather our votes. To make sure that our Republicans and pro Blake and pro specifically, because Blake may be on the bubble here of winning based off the adjudication ballots. I mean, there could be 50,000 of these. There could be 100,000 of these.
Jeez.
And so this is why it's so important. And the Democrats, if they look like they're losing, guess what's going to happen? All of a sudden, now the recorder's office is like in Coconino County and Pima County. It's going to be, we have a lot more adjudication to do, right? And so it's funny how that there's less of it when they're winning, and there's more of it when we're winning. So That's something to put on everyone's radar. The curing process, when you see that come out, if you can volunteer, if you can help, we need your help. We're going to need your help, and we'll pull together a grassroots army under the leadership of Austin Smith for that as well. So,
incredible. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. A lot of people are asking about some of these other questions. So they say, Charlie, what about California? I want to compliment our California Patriots. Believe it or not, New York and California are going to deliver us the House majority. Wow. I mean, with the California races that have yet to be called, the tight ones in California are going to deliver us the House majority.
Crazy.
So if California and New York just give up and they stop engaging, you have Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. So yes, every vote matters. I know it's discouraging in California. People say, Charlie, how did Gavin Newsom win? Well, we expected that. I mean, California's a blue state. It just is. And it's going to take a while to crawl that back and to claw it back. Unfortunately, it looks like the proposition in California to make abortion a constitutional right has passed. So abortion is considered to now be a God-given right. Well, they don't believe in God in California.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so I have an update from Nevada, Adam Laxalt. So update from an insider on the Laxalt campaign saying that this is a mirage that is being created by the corporate press. This is the same thing that is happening. They're citing Carrie Lake and saying this is the same thing that is happening, where you are conflating mail-in ballots with election day drop-offs. And the election day drop-offs are just as conservative in Nevada as they are here in Arizona, and that the corporate press is conflating those things, trying to doom out Laxalt and create a macabre environment for conservatives there, not a triumphant one.
I sure hope
so
you're right.
That is what they are saying in Nevada.
I hope you're right. I'm 50-50 on it because they are a bunch of crooks in Clark County. Mm-hmm. This is the mafioso of the mafioso. It is – you do not get into that culinary union, subterranean – you know, world of Harry Reid and expect to come out without, you know, a black guy. If Adam pulls it off, he's a hero. I hope he does. Stay right there, everybody. We're gonna keep streaming during the break. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Oh, we do. Okay. My timing's all messed up. I want to tell you guys about Ruff Greens, RUFFGreens.com. Austin, you have a dog, don't you?
I do. I have five.
You have five dogs?
They're all cattle
dogs.
You live in
Wickenburg or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, they're cattle dogs.
Yeah, he lives in the outskirts of Maricopa County. Well, your five dogs, Austin, need Ruff Greens, and you can get a free trial at RuffGreens.com. Your five dogs are probably not getting the nutrients that they need. Your five dogs need improved digestion elimination, healthy skin and coat, better joint mobility, healthy immune function, improved breath, and less odor. Look, you get a guaranteed analysis. They get iron, copper, manganese, zinc, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, the most amazing things you can imagine. The ingredients will blow you away. Your dog will start eating barley grass, blackberry, blueberry, broccoli, flaxseed, kale, kelp, mushroom. And so check it out right now at RuffGreens.com, RUFFGreens.com. You got five dogs. And I want those dogs to live forever, Austin. So go to roughgreens.com, founded by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Hang on one moment. Studio, okay? Everybody, welcome back. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Rob says, Charlie, and by the way, I read all your emails. You guys email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, when is the next vote drop supposed to happen, Tyler?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Next week, yeah, before Christmas, hopefully. We're supposed to get a vote drop.
Carry by Christmas.
I heard this late afternoon, but it's probably not going to be until this evening. There's speculation that it's going to be probably 7 p.m.
We're going to be streaming live regardless.
Let me check Maricopa County if they put out. Did they put anything out?
They haven't put anything out. It is all silent.
They've gone radio silent since they started manipulating.
And they know everybody's watching. They know everybody's watching.
They know that this program right here is
on the case.
We're on the case. We're not allowing these cockroaches to continue to do what
they
do. We need
the law and order. We're on the case.
We're on the case.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. And then, by the way, once we get back to our other break, and just so everyone understands, they said, Charlie, what do you mean all these breaks? We're live on radio in 130 stations. We have Real America's Voice. Podcasting is streaming. So I'm juggling like five different breaks here. So thank you guys for bearing with it. And then we're downloading things for podcasting and we're doing all sorts of different things. So we're going to have a Kevin McCarthy Speaker of the House update in a second, given by Benny Johnson.
But now that we're on this one right here, if you are in Arizona, you guys need to come to AmericaFest, amfest.com, December 17, December 18, December 19 and 20. The speakers at AmericaFest are unbelievable. And the country music artists, I'm told they're very big. I've never heard of them before.
Riley Green.
Who are they?
Riley Green.
Riley Green, Chase Rice, and Raylin?
Yes.
Okay. Raylin.
Or Rhea Lynn or whatever.
Raylin.
It says Rhea Lynn on our website. We should probably fix that. So amfest.com, amfest.com.
She's real.
We have Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Josh Hawley, Kaylee McEnany, Jack Posobiec, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Lauren Boebert, who looks like she's going to pull it off, Mike Lindell, Ali Stuckey, and more. Amfest.com. Play the trailer, please. American patriots from sea to shining sea are coming together to reclaim our foundational truths of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Charlie Kirk here. 2022 is the year we take back America. So let's make history again. The movement starts here at Turning Point USA in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us December 17th to the 20th at America Fest. Purchase your tickets right now for the biggest conservative party in America at amfest.com. That is amfest.com. amfest.com. See you there. Welcome back, everybody. Email is freedom@charliekirk.com. That's amfest.com, amfest.com. That's amfest.com. You guys have got to check it out. Candace Owens, Josh Hawley, Tucker Carlson, Greg Gutfeld, myself, Benny, Jack will all be there, and it is the most amazing thing. Someone says, Charlie, how dare you say California does not believe in God? I meant the California government. Of course, some of my favorite churches. My pastor lives in California, so I don't mean to paint with a broad brush. She says, you should visit here before making a blanket statement. Yeah, I've visited California a couple times. And by the way, Jack Hibbs, one of my favorite people on the planet, big church pastor out there. So, of course, there are amazing faithful people in California. But the California government, I think we can all agree, California does not exactly believe in the phrase under God. Would you think that's a fair statement, Austin?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. But not the model citizenry of government.
That's right. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider subscribing to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. In just a moment here, guys, we have some breaking news live in real time. It seems that there is some question of who's going to be the Republican Speaker of the House. I can say certainly the Republicans will control the House. Praise God. That means we can go after Fauci. We can do all these things. Barely. And I think there's a lot of people that are searching for answers. And Benny Johnson has the story right after the break. Register for America Fest, amfest.com. Welcome back, everybody. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Benny Johnson, you should check out his show. Benny Johnson Show does a great job and has done some great work for us at Turning Point USA. Turning Point USA, by the way, is the nation's largest education movement, cultural impact machine. Benny's played a really big role in growing that. Benny, tell us about what's going on with the speaker elections. You have some breaking news for us.
All right. So here's some breaking news is that Kevin McCarthy is gotten by the balls by the Freedom Caucus. Okay, you're a farmer. You're a farmer. You ever seen how they castrate the bulls with those clamps? Ka-chink! Yeah. And the bull's like, ah! And that's Kevin McCarthy's right now. They got him by the balls! Ladies and gentlemen.
It's a family-friendly show, Benny.
What I meant by that.
This is daytime TV. What do you think this is?
Gonads?
HBO?
What I need.
It's not Showtime, Benny.
Cajones.
I'm sorry.
In Arizona,
I'm sorry.
Cajones.
This is the way that God made mammals. And this is a physical reality. It hurts when you're gotten by the balls, and this is what's happening.
It's not Animal Planet either.
It's
a testicular trap.
Speaking of testicular fortitude, Matt Gaetz tweets this morning, McCarthy, McConnell, McDaniel, McFailure. Now, Matt Gaetz is the de facto energized leader of the Freedom Caucus. What I am hearing right now from Capitol Hill is that, well, Matt Gaetz isn't the direct leader of the Freedom Caucus. He is the media force behind them. And when Matt Gaetz says that, what he means there is that Kevin McCarthy will not become speaker unless Kevin McCarthy kisses the ring. Now, here's how it goes. You have to have a direct majority in the House, which is 218 votes, in order to become speaker. Now, as Charlie covered, without Without a very slim margin, you can become speaker just sort of with your own block. This is how Nancy Pelosi did it. But with a slim margin, you need to cobble together the various entities that could have leverage over you. And the Freedom Caucus is not hot on McCarthy right now. They are not hot on McCarthy because what McCarthy did was took an environment where Republicans get 7 million votes more nationally than Democrats, a generic ballot plus 6 for Republicans, and then they blew it. They blew it. They spent on stupid races, and they had zero energy. Does anybody know what the new contract with America is? The best they could come up with was a plagiarized 1994 contract with America, bringing out someone who's selling you car insurance, a newt. Okay, for their closing message. And so, unfortunately, the Republicans deeply failed. They did not understand the electorate. They did not understand how to get ballots out. And they ran a blockbuster video when the Democrats were running Netflix. And so here we have the situation. The Freedom Caucus is making demands of McCarthy right now. Now, leadership elections will be next week. The Freedom Caucus is demanding a number of things, including but not limited to positions on certain committees and a very special thing. Now, this is the kicker, baby. This is the one that's going to sting. The Freedom Caucus is demanding a parliamentary gambit known as the motion to vindicate the chair. Charlie Kirk, what is that? The motion to vindicate the chair means that at any time, the Freedom Caucus could call on McCarthy to be ousted at any moment. And so McCarthy better dance and sing, baby, because we are shooting right at your little piggies down there. You better dance. Ping, 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 ping. And so the Freedom Caucus is saying we are going to hold over you for leverage the ability to remove you as leader at any time. McCarthy's going to have to agree to this in order to become leader. So what you're going to have in Kevin McCarthy is a guy who is absolutely...
Well, there's another way.
I mean, they're... Okay, so we can talk about this,
the other way is he could go to Democrats to become speaker.
That's true.
Yeah, this is cut deals with Democrats.
This is true. And you saw Tom Emmer yesterday.
Remember, you run for speaker... In the whole House. You do not run for speaker in your party. Now, you run for speaker in your party first, and then you bring the vote to the entire House of Representatives. Now, there's another thing that can be done here, though, is that there could be a non-member that could be floated that could consolidate. Now, people say Donald Trump and all this, but think about some popular non-members.
Yeah, Charlie Kirk.
I'm not going to be speaker of the House.
Why not?
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Why not?
Jeez, that sounds terrible.
Speaker of the House. No, you don't want to be a DC.
By the way, if it's a non-member, then the non-member can't break the tie-breaking vote because you don't gain a seat.
No.
Yeah. You just become speaker. Yes. However, it could be a non-member. So that's very interesting when you think about it on air here. If there's not, because people say, oh, is it going to be Jordan? Is it going to be Scalise? If you think about someone who could be magnanimous enough and well-respected enough that could be brought to the floor, I don't know.
You know everyone.
I mean...
I have a few ideas, but I actually have an interesting point to bring up. So I didn't know this, but we actually have a scorecard coming out, Turning Point Action. It's coming out this next month. It's going to be incredible, and it's going to be the first scorecard, I think, in America that actually holds Congress accountable. Which is going to be awesome. I know Charlie's excited about it.
I'm really excited because I love the Republican Party.
But what we learned in that process was that Nancy Pelosi actually doesn't vote. So they actually passed a rule that actually...
Each speaker makes up their own rules.
She makes up her own rules. Yes. So she actually has made a rule that she doesn't have to vote on anything.
Yes.
But she can
but she
on tie-breaking.
But she
and,
could.
And she does every so often. Yeah. Very rarely, though, because she gets her people behind her.
Right.
But she should vote.
I want to tell you about one of the most important organizations in the country, created by co-founder of the Home Depot, Bernie Marcus. The folks at Job Creators Network defend and advance policies that help small business owners across America grow their business. We talk a lot about labor in the media, and we're always responding to the complaints of labor, and that's fine. Obviously, it's important, but who actually creates the jobs that labor actually is able to enjoy? Big business has their lobbyists, but small ones don't always have the time or money to defend themselves against the forces of global corporations and their crony capitalist pals in the kingdom of Washington, D.C. Job Creators Network, that's right, Job Creators Network fights for small business owners across America, and they're looking for a few good men and women to join their growing army of small business advocates. They'll train you to be the face and voice of Main Street in your communities and beyond. To learn more, go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. That is jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Small business is the heartbeat, the backbone, the lifeblood of our economy and the American dream. Learn how you can join this growing army of advocates. Go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com now and hit the red join button. If you are a small business owner, if you're involved, go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. That is jobcreatorsnetwork.com.
Can I say it? I want Tucker Carlson, my old boss, Tucker Carlson, to become the speaker, and then he can give the monologue for his show from the House chair every night.
That's right. So Tyler, you know, being part of the Republican National Committee, a lot of people are very upset right now because there was a lot of talk about red rave, white rave. Where did the RNC go wrong this cycle?
Well, let's explain who does what. So the RNC is the organization that is made up. There's three representatives from every state and territory that go and represent, and they play, and their focus predominantly is federal races, right? But it's also to hold together the entire party that works its way down all the way to the grassroots level, yep. Right? And my biggest, you know, complaint to the Republican National Committee is coming in, and I'm brand new. In my first term, there's some guys that have been down there literally since
Bush Sr. was alive.
They've been in there for like literally 40 years. I'll tell you, my biggest complaint to the RNC is that we don't focus enough on the grassroots. So everything, I'm the co-chair of the grassroots committee, and you know, I think Rana was smart to make that. But we immediately issued, I think it was a 40-page report on all the things, listening to the grassroots, that the RNC should do to make the RNC a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of those things have been implemented. There's many of those things that should be implemented. And I actually just recently had a conversation with Rana about that and others that's what we need to be doing. But part of the reason why we're suffering losses the way that we are is there are deep, important things that the committee should be doing, like managing redistricting, right, from a national level, from putting eyes on and supporting states that are on a more minutia stuff, that getting actually in the weeds on grassroots issues, supporting school board races, down to the very, very basics of what builds the party. Recruiting precinct committeemen. So the precinct committeemen structure, it's a little bit different in every state, but across the country, we should be supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been done well enough. It just hasn't. And this is part of the reason why we have some cracks in the infrastructure. I do think that a big part of why we've lost is because we are not operating as a team. So the NRSC, which manages the Republican senatorial races, the NRCC, which manages the congressional races. So Mitch McConnell and McCarthy are very involved with both of those.
And then there's SLF on top of that.
They have their own PACs then on top of that.
They
that
have
support.
The House Leadership Fund and then Senate Leadership.
So you have these four or five entities in addition to the RNC, plus the RGA, plus everybody's own individual PACs, that they all have to be singing from the same song sheet in order to win. What's the story? The basic story for everyone listening is that they're not all singing from the same song sheet. McConnell's doing his own thing over here, and he's worried about his own leadership race. We have McCarthy that's over here worried about his own leadership race. We have the RNC over here doing their own thing and focusing on, you know, certain states. For the most part, the RNC, I think, does the right thing and leads on the states that are important. But again, it is the job of the chair of these committees in order to say, hey, guys, this is where we need the money. This is where we need the help. And Arizona should be near the top of that list.
Yep.
Because 2022 and 2024, and it just wasn't. And so, you know, as much as we've had great partnerships with the RNC and with Rick Scott, who runs the NRSC, we haven't had as much for the NRCC. We haven't had it from Mitch McConnell. We haven't had it from the RGA as much. The RGA could get into a whole thing about. Mm-hmm. Nobody's singing from the same song sheet, and that's got to change in the Republican Party if we want to win, and that is the job of the chair.
And that's where we're at. I mean, I think there's a lot that we could go through, but the other thing is this, is that we got way outspent over the summer, and there was just a lot of resources that weren't deployed. I personally, I'll be honest, I would have liked to have seen Donald Trump do 25 rallies in the last 2 weeks. I think that him on the sidelines
would have helped.
It was a mistake. He could have won an easy extra 20 or 30 seats. And my argument I was making to him, and I was not listened to by his team, is that actually would have helped his 2024 chances if he was this magnanimous, like, mm-hmm. going around helping people, especially in some of these flip districts.
Totally.
Right? And, like, if he wanted to be the nominee, then go do as many favors for as many people as possible. Like, hello? And I was completely ignored. Instead, he did four rallies in the last 10 days.
And the other aspect,
I thought that was
Charlie,
a huge mistake.
I mean,
huge mistake.
Like, look for example, like, Arizona, we got our early ballots in October 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania, 70% of the Democrats or the registered voters, whatever, in Pennsylvania had already voted before the Fetterman and Oz debate. So the question is that, you know, a lot of people, you know, like, why didn't Donald Trump come in at this time? It's like, well, the voting started a month ago. We have election month. We don't have election day in some of these states anymore. And so that's just part of a broader question here, is that the Republican Party, like Tyler mentioned, from the RGA, the NRCC, the NRSC, all of these institutions within the Republican Party. What are you guys doing? Like, why are we waiting? Why is, like, give a perfect example in 2020. I mean, you know, with the Trump campaign, why were we doing a rally in Prescott and Yavapai? Why were we in Yuma? Why are we in Tucson? The battle, you need to talk to people on the ground.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. Email is freedom@charliekirk.com. I just want to reiterate this. You know, Donald Trump's going to run in 2024, and I have received more anti-Trump sentiment in the last week than I have in quite some time. And I'm curious about your guys' thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. Trump took a swipe at DeSantis yesterday on Truth Social. I didn't like that. And I plan to, I'm going to call him later and talk about him. I'm backing him in 2024. That's not a mystery. It's not a, you know, I'm a loyal guy. So is Tyler. So is Austin. It's the way life works. But I'm also very honest. I think him being magnanimous is his best stance, honestly, when he's like, hey, I like Ron. Like, Ron's great. Why are we attacking Ron? I don't get that at all. In fact, it actually helps Ron when you do that in a really paradoxical way. Anyway, that's my own take. I don't know if you agree, Tyler, or not. But
yeah, I mean, look, the name of the game, and this kind of piggybacks on the conversation we just had, which is like we need good leaders who are going to unite the party, handle things, you know, things we're not going to like everything that we say. I mean, look, I disagree with you on things from time to time. I disagree with my wife. I disagree with Austin on things, and we handle.
Yeah, but I don't tweet them.
But we don't immediately tweet those things out.
We don't go to a microphone and say
like Tyler's an idiot. He just told me he, you know, whatever. Like if you did that all the time, we would never be able to actually get anything done over here in our yep. world, right?
I mean, this
goes back to the culture of the RNC, and this is the reason why the party matters so much. The chair of the RNC, the leadership of the RNC is really, truly responsible for setting the tone with how everybody works together. And I know it's hard. It's kind of like we call it herding cats a lot. It's herding cats, right?
We did it here in Arizona.
But yeah, I mean, we've done it in Arizona. You know how many politicians like me here in Arizona?
Very few.
Not very many.
Not very many.
Including my, because they're my friends like Andy Biggs, who I grew up across the street from. Andy Biggs, on any normal given day, when he calls me, he's like, oh, I know. And if Andy was listening to this, he would say, he's next to his wife. He'd be like, oh, Cindy, Tyler's calling me again. Like, that's the, and he's like the most conservative Freedom Caucus member that you can find.
We love Andy. Andy's amazing.
But you know why? Because I feel that it's my responsibility as the Republican Party official within Arizona to bust everybody's chops about everything because everyone could be doing better at any given time.
You're not supposed to provide air cover.
No.
You're supposed to make sure that we're following the Republican Party platform.
Staying on track.
Adhering to our principles.
Yeah, and so look, here's the thing. Some people say, you know, look, here's the thing. If we are worried about kind of what happened in this last election, you know, who are we to blame? Who are we to point fingers at? I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around, but I'm not even talking about blame. If Trump would have done at least 30 rallies strategically, he would have locked up the 2024 cycle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And because a lot of these candidates could have been brought across the finish line. I mean, we're looking at some of these races that are so on the edge. I mean, if Blake Masters ends up losing by like 5,000 votes, Trump doing one last rally in Yavapai.
McConnell. And look, I blame McConnell
more
than I blame
anyone else. I mean, I've been doing McConnell for weeks, right?
Mitch McConnell is the if you want to rank, we need to rank importance of states when we go into elections every 2 years, right? But we need to rank who is most accountable after we you know, autopsy the losses here. And the reality of this is number one to blame, without a doubt, it's by a wide margin, and Ocean is Mitch McConnell in this election cycle. Everybody else, but your point, though, I think is right, Charlie. Rana, Trump, whoever else you want to throw into that category. Rick Scott, I still throw it. They got mad at me because I tweeted at Rick Scott. they were calling Blake. They call everybody. They could literally call everybody. They're like, hey, why is Tyler blowing up Rick Scott? We've done a lot in Arizona. Yeah, and the NRSC does. But my point in my tweet was Rick Scott should be, as the chairman of the NRSC, should be holding Mitch McConnell accountable publicly.
Yes.
If you've done it behind closed doors, he won't listen to you. Then you got to get out publicly and you got to say, Mitch, we expect better out of you. And that hasn't happened enough. It just hasn't happened enough.
We spent $40 million in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
To lose by 3 or 4 points. Pennsylvania was a horror show, man. It was a drive-by shooting.
Like the House races. Yeah.
And we knew money-wise. And, you know, at Turning Point Action, you know, yes, we have a presence in the Midwest, but we said this 2 years ago, too, when we were building out our field program at Turning Point Action in Pennsylvania. There was going to be millions and millions of dollars poured into Pennsylvania just to lose by 3 votes. And that's why we made such a big focus in Ohio.
Or
in
Arizona.
And in Arizona, because we know that, like, look, guys, we know that the money's not going to come there. So we have to work overtime now, and we did it in Arizona.
But here's what's so frustrating. So if you just look at this non-politically, you say, okay, what is a state that is structurally red? That doesn't have a lot of people, so your money goes further and has one media market. That's Arizona. That's the best money you could spend. So it's structurally red, meaning that it's elected statewide Republicans all the time, right? It is a red state. You have a very vulnerable guy in Mark Kelly. You have one media market. That's it. You have Phoenix, okay? Tucson's not a media market. That's like a college town. You got one media market. So the money here goes further in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania. Not only do you have a media market, you have like the fourth most expensive media market in Philadelphia. And you have Pittsburgh. I mean, that's a beast, man. And you're talking about a dollar goes further in Arizona than it does in Pennsylvania.
Yes. A dollar goes further in Arizona than almost any other state. Correct. Because of the importance. Because if you looked at a scale, we had a whiteboard here, and we did a graph, Charlie, of importance and cost.
Yep.
Benefit here,
of course, but that's rational.
But it would be. Arizona would be way outside the normal margin, and Pennsylvania would be way below the margin. Now, if Jack was here, he'd be like, "Whoa, this is so important." And it's true. Like, I'm not saying that this has anything to do with it. I'm just saying that that makes it even worse. It's more of an indicator of how badly this last election was run here in Arizona.
Yeah.
If we would have got the $20, $30 million that we deserve here in Arizona, this thing would be an absolute slaughter fest, because Mark Kelly would probably be already down right now.
Oh, yeah, especially early money. And this is the thing that I was employing. I mean, so, you know, we run Turning Point PAC. We're going to release our numbers whenever the FEC, right? We're doing all that stuff.
We'll just let the reporters report on it.
Yeah, but I mean, just let me just say this. Generally, though, there was more late money than early money.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans in our Republican donors, like 2 weeks out from the election, were like, oh, wow, I got to start giving money. It's like, and we were so thankful for that.
Yeah.
We were. And we did a lot for Ana Paulina. You know, we did a lot here in Arizona. We did a lot for Blake. We did a lot for Kerry through PAC and C4 and all that good stuff. But it's nowhere near tens of millions of dollars, right? It's very specific, very focused. It's
targeted strategic money, grassroots money.
Yeah, for
bodies,
sure.
Things like that.
And like knocking on doors, all that stuff. But the point I'm saying, and what I'm trying to get at, though, is the Democrats had a deluge of money in July, and they were able to spend a lot of money going after our candidates, micro-targeting their voters. And if we would have had the money that we needed in August, we would have been a lot more effective. Wouldn't you agree, Austin? It was this massive, I don't know what it is, but just temperamentally, our donors do not like giving money early. It's like the last 3 weeks, they're like, okay, let's just start.
And that doesn't work in Arizona. Yeah.
It also just doesn't work in politics, yeah. Right? I mean, the game has changed. We are no longer election day. We're in election month. We're in election season. Election season is basically no longer post Labor Day. It's basically June 1st to election day, yes. Right?
It's insanity.
And it's now this. It's no longer like campaigns. It's now a cottage industry. It's an industry now, right? It's a top to bottom industry of vendors and advertisements. You basically have to be placing your ad buys 90 days ahead, or else you're going to pay five times a multiple on it.
Oh, it's even more than that, Charlie. We're talking about already having conversations with people about ad placements for 2024. Like, we're talking September, October in 2024.
Gosh.
So I'm telling you, like, we have people that own the billboards and the TV stations, radio stations coming to us,
yep,
saying, hey, if you guys want this. And obviously there's a little bit of a push, an early push, but it was never that way before. That was never the case. And that's where we're at now. And it's actually not good. It's not healthy for America. And a lot of this has to do with a problem that both the Republican Party and Democrat parties have, which is a constant stream of consultant class culture, right, of consultants who they need to make money outside of the normal 6 month window of running an election.
Yep.
And so then they try to push these things way beyond the limit.
Some people are just tuning in and they're saying, wait a second, we lost Arizona the way you're talking. Excuse me, Tyler, can you explain that?
No, update for those just joining. Arizona, we're in a great spot. We're actually, Benny Johnson has left. We're ready. We're partying. We're great. We're just waiting for the 290,000 ballots that should
in Maricopa and 600,000 statewide. Pima's holding back their ballots too because they're good ballots. I guarantee you.
That should have only took about a half day to count. We're now going into day two of not counting and not releasing results. I mean, look, it's pretty common sense. I think any person I talk to on the street, if I told you we still don't have results from, like, it looks like 15% of the state, maybe.
Or how about the fourth
20%.
Largest county in America?
Yeah, it's really a lot of people.
John Fetterman could do a better job than Maricopa County.
Well, let's not give him too much credit here, but let's not also undercut their ability to screw things up more. I'll just say this, is that if you talk to the average person and told them that this was not happening, their jaws on the ground. Now, I talk to people that don't know, and they're like, Tyler, what's going on? And I'm like, well, they haven't counted the votes. And they're like, what do you mean they haven't counted the votes? The election was Tuesday. And I was like, yeah, I know. And this is the problem that we have right now, is we have 290,000 votes. This is going to tell us exactly where Blake's at. It's going to show that Kerry won. I think everybody knows that within the industry here at this point. We do have some people that live on a different planet that are holding out hope on the Democrat side that they're going to win.
And a couple Republicans that are.
they're not real Republicans. But yeah, I mean, that are out there. But it's pretty much accepted knowledge now at this point that Kerry Lake's your next governor.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
It's called
correct.
Arizona now, by
and
the
by the way, Lauren Boebert is still inching ahead. She's just gaining, which is great. That's a squeaker, though. That should not be that close at all.
So
but it's Colorado, man.
Here's the next steps, though, Charlie, in Arizona, and what we're doing. We're waiting for the 290,000 votes to drop. They should drop those. I believe those should be hour by hour.
They're not. They're gonna start tonight.
It's insanity that we're just letting them just like hold our entire state hostage.
They are. They're holding the U.S. Senate hostage. They're holding Kerry Lake hostage. They're holding the U.S. House of Representatives hostage.
And the state legislature hostage.
There's an element in here that are they doing it because they're wanting purposely to screw with legislative elections? I don't know. Are they doing it because they want to give Chuck Schumer more time to fundraise for Georgia? I don't know. But it sure looks like that. At least you could think that based off of that's what they're doing functionally by allowing this. And so, you know, even if that's not what they're intending or they're going to lie and tell us they're not, Republicans are going to hold these people accountable afterwards for doing that. And that is bad politics on their part.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, we're looking at 620,000 ballots that have not yet been counted. They're there too. It's not like they have to find them.
They're at MTEC. Just
put them through the counters. Like, let's go. Like, let's get this over with.
Charlie, there's one more thing that people keep asking me because new people to Arizona, and I apologize. This is a great state outside of this. We have Stephen Richer and the Board of Supervisors are Republicans, but they are basically not accepted Republicans at this point.
They're
operating as Democrats, and they've all been essentially sanctioned by the Republican Party.
Yes.
So they're not. We don't claim them is basically what you need to know.
Yep. I mean, look, we're at a place right now where you have the entire future of the U.S. Senate, House of Representatives, because we need Schweiker to win, which I think he will based on just where he's at right now, mm-hmm. being held up by this goofy, corrupt, evil system. I want to tell you guys about ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. There's all sorts of different types of pain you very well might be experiencing. I encourage you guys to look at Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com. I know a lot of different people that enjoy Relief Factor. They've said it's given them, guess what, a lot of relief. And Relief Factor really could help you in a very significant and serious way. So check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. That is ReliefFactor.com, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I know a lot of people ask me about it. They also have Relief Factor Sleep as well. So check it out, ReliefFactor.com. That is ReliefFactor.com. Knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. So check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. That is ReliefFactor.com. Knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. ReliefFactor.com. That is ReliefFactor.com. Email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. I got to be honest, we're getting a lot of emails of people that they're using the words fatigued, exhausted, over, time to turn the page on Trump. A lot. Someone says, I've never been lower on him than at this moment. Okay. I'd love your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. Another person says, Charlie, you are not President Trump's handler. Not one person could do better than him. Do not tell President Trump what to do. Okay. There's some nail biters in Colorado right now, man. If these two seats don't go, I mean, Lauren Boebert's going to go there this way. I mean, Colorado has just been eviscerated. Mm-hmm. I mean, they put in the Colorado Blueprint. It's a book that you guys should read. They did universal vote by mail. They had the weed legalization stuff, which, by the way, in one of the most surprising ballot referendums in the whole country, South Dakota rejected legal marijuana.
God bless the state of South Dakota. That's awesome. I'm so happy about that. And people say, oh, Charlie, why should you make it illegal to be able to do a plant or whatever? Just go to Scottsdale. It destroys communities, guys. It does. Legal weed brings in just sloppy, dirty culture, people, aesthetics, an overwhelming amount of crime. It's just terrible. And it creates, I think it creates also just kind of a lower morale and just a lazier people. But, you know, if people think it works, I always say this. I say, show me one state that gets redder after you legalize weed. Just show me one state.
Hasn't happened.
Doesn't happen.
And we can thank a couple of groups for that.
Yep, that want to do that. All right, email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Schumer is already raising money for sure for Warnock. He's just sending out, he's already doing a fundraiser tonight with all of his top donors to try to give Warnock an extra infusion of cash here. So that's going to be it. It's going to come down to Georgia as well. I mean, look, we're looking at Arizona and then we transition to Georgia. When is the Georgia runoff? It's in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's usually in December. It's always like that.
Date of Georgia runoff. Let me see here. Jeez, this is so confusing. So is my math right? Is that we have to win Nevada, otherwise the Senate then goes to 51 and then Herschel's race is to get us even if Blake doesn't win in Arizona. Is that right, Austin?
That's right.
Because we lost Pennsylvania?
Yep, and then it'll be 2020 all over again with
the runoff?
The runoff and the entire world converging upon Georgia. Yeah.
Incredible. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Someone says, yesterday you say the votes were there in Arizona. Today you guys sound doom and gloom. No, we're not doom and gloom. We're just waiting. We don't know. Okay, Kerry's going to win, and Blake will probably win too. It's just these
guys. We're getting in the weeds. This is going to be the party central that you want to be at as soon as they drop these ballots. Because I'm telling you right now, we will be live.
Yeah, we're going to be live.
We'll
exactly.
be live when they drop the ballots. But we're doom and gloom because it's like
we're not doom and gloom. We're upset.
No.
We're mad.
No, we're doom and gloom about the recorder's office,
the election process in Arizona,
and the elections department not releasing results.
Yes,
these should have been released a day ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, it should be every hour we get 20,000 more ballots, 20,000 more ballots, 20,000 more ballots until this thing's done. Let the public know what's going on. Okay, so I actually get this question a lot because people are like, "Well, how do you fix this this process?" And I've actually had ongoing conversations that have been largely ignored by Stephen Richert, and I send him emails, so I actually have documented evidence of me making suggestions to him. But look, I mean, this is very simple. We need to return to how we did some election procedures about 10 years ago. That's just the simple right off the top. And the second piece is we need to turn ourselves a little bit more closely resembling Florida. And so I'll get kind of into some specifics here. The first and foremost is that in Maricopa County, the process that first, the equipment that we use, they instituted a new software where they have the ability to print the ballots on demand at the polling places. So what they did first was they eliminated precinct polling. So it used to be where now we have 900 plus precincts in Maricopa County. It's a lot. So it's usually about a block, usually about a square mile, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That's one precinct, a couple square miles. We would all go to the same place. You cast your ballot there. Then all those ballots would then hang together because they were all from the same precinct.
Mm-hmm.
So then when they
want... audit trail.
The reason why this matters is when you want to audit them, mm-hmm. when you want to hand count them, you have all of the ballots from the same precinct in the same box. Well, what they've done and what they've changed, first and foremost, is they've eliminated precinct-based polling, mm-hmm. and they've instituted, because they've said, well, it doesn't matter. Most people vote by mail, so it doesn't even matter. Vote centers. And these vote centers now mix in all sorts of precincts. So now when those get transmitted to the Maricopa County Tabulation Center, they are now mixed up all together. They're all over the place. And so the only place that you can actually bring them together is through the internet, through the system, the vote software system, the same vote software system that malfunctioned over and over and over again with their hardware on election day this year. The second thing is very simple. We want to make sure that we have a system. I don't think printing on demand has proven to be the successful avenue.
Agreed.
We should have pre-printed ballots there. Yep. We should be, and this is one thing that Mark Fincham has said.
He
thinks is good, but this is going to be up to the legislature to decide, and Austin's going to be there, is we need ballots that we know can't be replicated, and we need to have them pre-printed, and we need to know how many of those exist and where they're
mm-hmm,
located.
Mm-hmm.
And so We don't need to know whose vote is whose on the ballot. We just need to know they're from a precinct and that they're an official ballot.
Yes.
So if you print 2,000 of them, they're on special paper. They're there. There's only 2,000 of them.
No more, no less.
There could be no more, no less. And if there's missing ones, that's a problem too, right?
That's right.
And
all right.
And so that's a big deal as well for solving this problem in Maricopa County. I mean, look, the biggest solution that we need good leadership sooner than later in Maricopa County. And so that's what we're going to be pushing for immediately coming out of this election. We have all eyes on
all
tonight,
eyes on Arizona.
On tonight, on what our expectation is today is going to be Kerry Lake Day. What's today? What's today's date?
November 10th?
Yeah.
Well, we know forever, it's Arizona Day.
Forever will live in our hearts, 11-10, as Arizona Day, the day that the ballots finally come back. And Charlie, we were just talking about this before the break, was what we would do to change things. And there's a lot of frustration. I see it all the time on Twitter.
Tons of emails. People are pissed.
A lot of people like, well, why did these election laws get fixed last session? So I want to take everyone through real quickly, and Austin can chime in on what happened and what didn't happen. But it's pretty simple, guys. And I want to take it back through this, because there's a lot of really good, well-intentioned people that don't know what was happening in the background. So last session, Arizona actually dropped more election integrity bills than any other state. There were a couple of really good ones, a couple of good ones that people harp on a lot on Twitter. We were 100% behind it. I was 100% behind it. I'm a big guy that's election day. We should be replicating what they've done in Florida, the changes, ballots. We need secure ballots, all of that. There were some things that got passed in separate bills, but the vast majority of things did not get passed. And that's why we're so focused on keeping eyes on this entire election. But what happened was that we had a leader in the House of Representatives. His name is Rusty Bowers. He's from my district. He's from Mesa.
Former Speaker Rusty Bowers.
Yeah, he's going to be soon to be former Speaker Rusty Bowers, who was in there. And he basically blocked every piece of legislation that he could, because the Speaker has the ability to do that. And there's a number of different legislative tricks as they can pull. They can send things out to die in committees, in certain committees, or have friends kill them in committees.
To different committees.
They could just never hear things. Yeah. They can never drop it. And so that's up to the Speaker. And that's what happened. And so people are like, well, why did it pass? Why did you get more behind X law or X bill or X whatever or X bill and turn the law? It's like, dude, you have no idea. Once the Speaker decides it's dead, you're wasting your breath. And so we turned all of our focus from that point here at Turning Point Action and Turning Point PAC was to taking those people out. And that's exactly what happened. And we had a historic primary day here in Arizona. Every single person that opposed these bills, we can go through the litany of people. You're not going to know them nationally, but I'll just list off the names. Rusty Bowers, Joanne Osborne, Joel John, Michelle Udall,
Paul Boyer.
All these people no longer are going to be in office. We have very few of what we can consider the rhino class.
Tyler Pace.
All these people that got in the way, so to speak, got unelected, or they decided not to run because they knew they were going to get their butts handed to them.
Well, and this is we'll see how Arizona ends up. But, you know, Tyler, the amount of emails of people say, Charlie, can you help us in our state? Can you help us in our state? I think there is a red print that can be really articulated of what we did here in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Because, look, Kerry Lake is going to win anywhere between 80 to 120,000 ballots. Blake Masters will either lose by 10,000 or win by 25 to 30,000 based on these drops. That's his window, which is insane considering he was abandoned by the national Republican groups.
Yeah.
We're going to keep the Arizona House. Is that right?
We're going to keep the legislature.
We're going to keep the Senate.
The legislature is more conservative than it's ever been.
That's big.
But the point is that very similar, they tried to turn this into Colorado. Arizona resisted it. But Tyler, I believe if it wasn't for you, if it wasn't for Austin, wasn't for Action, was Turning Point Action, Turning Point PAC, this state very well would be wobbling towards Georgia. We're going to be more conservative than Georgia in every single measurable way. I think we need to tell that story and get it out there.
Yeah, I mean, we are going to be a fighter state moving forward, and it's a huge thanks to what's happened at the state Republican Party level. Mm-hmm. Kelly Ward's done a tremendous job, and it's not just Kelly. There's tons, and I'm talking about an entire board, the entire executive committee,
LD chairs.
We have
the
best county and LD chairs in the country. We've had really good conservative county chairs, and we shout them out. Across the state, and we'll talk about that after this election too, and give them their due. But it's in addition to that, we've had a number of grassroots activists that have sprung up, that are now grassroots muscle, that have been right there with Turning Point Action and other groups, and supporting the Republican Party and its transformation to a more conservative, what I call alpha state, yes. which is
grassroots driven.
Grassroots driven, focused on winning. And this is how it is. It's like in most states, it's consultant, lobbyist. And people go, oh, and they dance with them and whatever. We've just put up blockers and said, you know what? Shut up, sit down. We're going to take the wheel here and we're going to drive the Republican Party into a better place with normal people, just happy, normal, average people. And that's what I consider myself.
Yeah, it really has been this amazing story in Arizona that is going to, I think, in my personal opinion, be the story of the midterms, mm-hmm. one of them, where it's like Florida and Arizona is the path forward. And I'll say this, guys, primaries matter. Primaries matter. And Carrie Lake winning and her quality of candidate, you're going to see that as all these votes get counted and they get dropped, you're going to all of a sudden see all these other races pull ahead and the props pull ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And honestly, I mean, God gave us a gift to speak to Carrie Lake to get her to run. I mean, without Carrie, we would have some serious problems up and down the ticket. Tyler, you said that ballots are being dropped.
We have breaking news. We have I just got word from some of our top elections officials. They expect a lot of the rural counties to be starting to drop ballots all day long.
Throughout, specifically like Mojave, Yavapai?
It's all the mainly rural counties that we're expecting drops to start coming in throughout the day. Maricopa County and Pima, we probably won't get till later in the day, but there's going to be other ones that come in, and this is going to be, I think, a very positive update as we come in. I don't think you want to break from this program, but definitely follow us and be with us tonight as we do our another round. I think we're going on
day three.
I think a fewer hours of sleep than what Charlie puts into one radio show every day for the last 3 days, but we're going to put day three together tonight, and we're going to be live and broadcasting with the team, with Benny Johnson, with Jack Posobiec, obviously Charlie Kirk, Austin Smith, who is our America's legislator, and then myself will be here.
I'll be coming in as the time flows.
So the point, we should have more data and more knowledge even leading up to that tonight.
Yeah, so Tyler, can you help make sense of this for me? They say here 172,000 earlies that are being handed to elections for tabulation. What does that mean right there? So are those the late earlies that we expected at Maricopa? I'm just looking at our charts here. Is that right? Let me see. Maricopa election day drop-offs.
Are you on the Secretary of State's website?
No, that's Garrett. Let me see here. Monday earlies, weekend earlies. That number's a lot higher than we thought it was. That can't be just Maricopa, can it? Must be.
Yeah, that's a surprisingly large number. 172,000.
So that's Monday early, waking early, weekend early. That doesn't count drawer three. What ballots are these? By the way, the composition's actually pretty good for us. The comp is a 38-32 split, and these are lates that break our way. So this is not a bad news at all.
No.
It's just a massive amount of ballots, which actually does get turnout closer to where we thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's a huge number. Where are these coming from?
My guess is these are probably, if I had to guess based off of what we're seeing out of these guys, who I think are pretty dishonest, my guess is that they're pulling, and this is what's taking so long, they're pulling, so they tried to pull the ugliest numbers yesterday on their drop. These are going to be...
Ugly-ish?
These are going to be slightly better, but still not as good as what we are hoping to just completely run roughshod, and then the last one's going to be an incredible drop for us, and that's my guess, is that that's the direction that they're going. That's part of the reason why we have such strong delays going on here, is because this is all just posturing, which is unfortunate, because again, there's no reason why they can't drop all of those ballots. So
jeez,
we also need the name of the 70 locations that had broken machines. I'd like to know that. I would like to know immediately.
I think they're going to have some lawsuits.
Yes, I would like to know immediately which legislative district, which precinct.
My precinct was down.
Yeah, I would like to know.
What are these 172,000 ballots coming from?
We'll get. They're pulling random numbers Christmas. From the air here.
Well, what?
So we'll know by Christmas.
Yeah, that's really inspiring. It's really confidence building, right? So basically for you guys at home, sorry, this happened right as we went live, so I'm trying to figure it out as we're going here. Basically, there was an announcement where they said there's 172,000 new ballots that have been reported to the early vote maps. These are late early votes, of which there are about
of which there are a reported 275,000. So this is 172 of 275. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that so? We expected this, though. This was baked into the 275, right, Austin?
Yes.
But was that 275 statewide or 275 in Maricopa?
That's just Maricopa County, 275,000. That's what we were told last night.
Wait, hold on a second. This is part of the late drops. No. This is, hold on a second. 172,000 new ballots have been reported to the early vote maps. These are late. They're wrong with their language here because Richer says this. He says there's 275,000 early ballots dropped off yesterday, comma, election day. So these are drop-offs that you're talking about.
Yeah, I have a message into the team here asking, you know, for clarification on this. So as soon as we have clarification, I'll give it to the show and I'll actually tweet it out. So, my understanding was I was under the impression that there was more than 275,000 votes that were election day early ballot drop offs.
The what?
Now it's
290. They upgraded that number to 290.
To 290. So the question is now, what is this 172 number?
I think this 172 is out of those two. I think they're counting them as earlies, but they're not.
Because
they're all using sloppy language.
So this is what I'm
saying.
In
El Salvador.
So just to put this into perspective, Charlie, Democrats at their highest, as we were tracking, I think it was like 18% of the ballots were cast in person were Democrats. So we're talking this group would be almost twice as many than who voted in person on election day. I find that to be extraordinarily weird,
suspicious.
And I like I said, I bet what they're doing is they're separating the ballots into groups here.
Yeah, they're just like blending them in.
Well, I think they're separating ballots into groups to just create a media narrative that's positive and competitive, which, I mean, these are sick people. if let me say this, if this happens, which I think is what's happening.
Oh my gosh! These
I,
are
I don't
really,
like I don't I don't are, like to put out into the universe.
These are really demented people, man.
Guesses, but since we're waiting here, we have nothing better to do because Maricopa County is making us wait for our days and days and days and no sleep and everything else. What I think is possible, Charlie, is that they have now scanned all the ballots. So instead of counting them and doing their job, they're scanning all the ballots, finding out where they're all coming from, who's what. Now they're separating these ballots and they're releasing a fraction of ballots now, because step one was yesterday. That's why they cut it down.
Was scanning them, yes.
Step one was yesterday, and they're like, ooh, this isn't going to be good for our friends.
I see what happened here. Okay, this is part of the drop-offs, and they're telling us the composition of the voter registration
but that's what I'm saying.
Of the drop-offs.
So what they're doing is they're separating into group two to continue the media narrative that this race is close.
Yes.
And that's why it's taking them so long, and they have to be so careful, da-da-da. If group three that comes out, or if four or five or six or whatever they end up doing here, drops off that other 100,000 ballots or whatever, and it's like 90% Republican, right? And 95% Republican. No. My point is that they manipulated these drops specifically to control the narrative, and you must understand that that's what they did. And that is so sick and so wrong. Rather than just putting all the ballots out,
taking on the chin, just take it on the chin right now. Get it,
but it would explain why they delayed last night, and it would explain why they're waiting all day long. Because
this is all a media psyop.
Instead of doing their job, they're manipulating which they're releasing to the public, so it's changing the narrative that the public is basically consuming. And if that's the case, now I could be wrong, but if that third drop, the other 100,000 comes back, and they're like way overwhelming Republican, you can almost assume that what they did was they shifted a lot of the Democrat ballots into this drop. And that's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hope that's not the case, because election day, we only had like 15% to 18% Democrat turnout at the polls.
Yeah.
So if now it's like all of a sudden drop-offs are 40%.
Let me show. Let's go to
okay.
My
35%. Questionable.
Yep.
So now they're going to look very bad.
Yeah, some of these Democrats are saying that, like, oh, this is good for Democrats and all that. Like, we'll see. I think they're totally wrong.
Well, they're splitting.
They're leaking the composition right now to try to make the race seem closer than it actually is.
Well, to give you kind of perspective for my race, my district 29, it's an R+13. It's very Republican. I went to all the polling locations on election day, all nine of them. And right now, me and my seatmate, Steve Montenegro, we almost had like 8,500 people show up and vote in person. Only 2,700 Democrats showed up and vote in person. That's not including the drop-offs right now. So hang on to your seats. Hang on.
That's right. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and open up your podcast application. We deeply appreciate that. And we're going to keep on streaming here as we take a break for radio. Look, we're going to keep on crunching these numbers as they are coming out. But so that is the party makeup of 172,000 of the 290, right? Is that right? Of a sample size of about half of the drops? Got it. So they have signature verified 172,000 earlies that are being handed to elections for tabulation. Okay, so these are not mystery ballots. These are the composition of the 290,000 drops, right? So we don't know. Again, if they're late droppers in there, there's plenty of registered Democrats that vote Republican and a ton of independent late breaking that will vote for Kerry and Blake. So this is just a generalized breakdown in this. So Tyler, what's your take on this?
So one person just messaged me and they said, I won't say who it was, but they said they're not quite sure that these 175 are part of that 290.
I think they don't know.
No, they're being told that these are late earlies.
Well, if those are late earlies, then that's a totally different
deal. Totally different ballgame. That doesn't matter as long as we don't lose these. If again, the composition of that is good. So if these are late earlies in addition to the 290 and Kerry and Blake win those at all, like it doesn't matter. But if this is carving out of the 290,000 ballots, then that's a problem.
It's a problem for Blake. Kerry's
for
fine.
Blake, yeah.
Kerry's
for,
fine.
Kerry's fine. Kerry's going to be fine now. Okay.
Okay. So
we're being told these are late earlies.
By who?
That's a lot of late earlies.
That's a ton of late earlies. But if it's late earlies, then it doesn't mess that up. By the way, Maricopa County says that they're not going to be counted until after the weekend, which is a problem because I have a flight to London on Monday night. So you guys are going to have to be hosting the stream all next week without me because I got to go debate at the Oxford Union and give a keynote address at Cambridge.
Oh, no, you're going to be doing it from over the pond.
Oh, I'm going to be streaming in and you guys will be here.
Yeah,
I'm not going to give up on this. I'll be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. There. Okay, they say, Charlie, I'm concerned. What does all this mean? Well, we don't know, so we're kind of doing this in real time, just so we're all clear, okay? And the question is, are these late earlies? If they're late earlies, that's super suspicious. That's a separate problem, by the way. If these are like, oh, by the way, we found 172,000 ballots that are late earlies.
Are these in addition to
the... Austin, what are you seeing?
To the 290.
Well, look, you know, Maricopa County said they're not going to be done counting until after the weekend. We're just going to continually ring this bell. We're going to continually ring this bell about Maricopa County incompetence, and we have to split up the county, guys. Like this is it's more inevitable, more proof now. I mean, all the election officials here spent the last 2 years telling us that this was the best run election ever. It will be the best run election ever. That's not the case at all. You've proven that you can't do it, so let's just start having the conversation about splitting up the county.
How to fix it?
Too is like, look, we're supposed to be having leadership elections. I'm supposed to be going to vote for who I want to be the next Speaker of the House, and the person I want to be the next Speaker of the House, they have to make it an absolute priority during the special session under Kerry Lake, is that all of our election integrity stuff gets done ASAP as possible, as Michael Scott said, and it's just going to be. I mean, we can't do this anymore. The people of Arizona deserve much better.
Yep. So these are, they say these, okay, I'm sorry. These are late early votes.
So I got a piece of data that's really interesting from 2020. And 2020 was an ugly election for us in Arizona, much uglier than this one. Trump did 7% worse on early day drop-offs than he did early day in person. So we were averaging, I think, right around the ballpark of about 70%. It was maybe a little bit higher than that for Kerry on election day in Maricopa County. I don't think that we're going to do worse with drop-offs than 2020, but I wouldn't be surprised if we were like maybe 4 or 5 points down from that would be what my guesstimation would be if I had to make a bet. I would say, yeah, we're probably not going to do as well as the voters in person.
Mm-hmm.
But we're probably going to outperform Trump's performance with drop-offs in 2020. So let's say that, we're still winning at a clip of 65-35.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
We're still
that's
winning.
Great.
That's what I'm saying. Of course,
but independents are breaking our way 2-1 on election day.
On election day.
That's, and, yeah, and the Republican.
No, 3-1. It was closer to 3-1. Yeah, but yeah. Yes. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So like.
No, independents, I'm saying.
Oh, independents. Yeah, yeah.
So, independents are breaking 2-1 on election day.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yeah, correct. You're right. So that, so I'm, that's why everyone at home needs to be bullish on everything that's happening. Don't listen to the media narratives coming out of Maricopa County and random Democrats that are just being hopeful. That is something that's incredibly
look, the worst case scenario out of this drop is that Blake's in trouble, but Kerry's still good. That's the worst case interpretation of this kind of cloudy drop. Is that right, Austin?
Yes.
Okay.
According to what my intel is from our boots on the ground that are over there right now.
Yes.
They don't know for sure, but they think that 170,000 or whatever it is that they just announced are late, early drop-offs. These are not at the polling place on Tuesday.
But that where did they come from? None of this was charted.
Maricopa County.
But none of it was charted in any of the ballots they said that.
That's why we're confused. That's why I'm confused.
Could it be a blend of Monday earlies, weekend earlies, and some drop-off at the polls?
Could be. We don't know. Because they don't tell the truth over there.
So it could be a blend. So it could be late, early. The late earlies are going to be good for us, but they're not as strong as day of, right? So late earlies on Saturday and Sunday are not, is that right, Austin, are not as good as the day of.
Yes, yeah, so, but we just don't know. We don't know. I mean, this is the issue with the election process to begin with here in Arizona. Let's talk about solutions here, because we need to get some solutions to figure this thing out. That's why we elect legislators to advocate on behalf of us for our republic. There needs to be a cutoff date of mailing in these ballots and no dropping of them off. You need to spoil your ballot. So if you have one mailed into you and you're going to fill it out, but you want to drop it off on election day, that's good right now. You had no other choices, but we need to have a cutoff for it. It needs to be like a separate thing. Like you need to spoil that ballot mm-hmm. and then you need to vote today, the day of, in person. I think that will help eliminate a lot of this confusion, the convoluted aspect of like, are these late earlies? Are these drop offs? All that stuff.
Makes sense. Okay. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Yeah, so last night was 62,000 ballots that were received prior to Election Day, right? That was last night. It's not clear whether or not these are ballots that were received prior to Election Day. It's just the number is so big that if I were to guess, that's part of the 290 number, if I were to guess. Or it could be a blended number as part of 290, including weekend earlies. Mm-hmm. Is that right, Tyler?
What was that first drop? The only thing last we counted is 60,000, right?
62,000. Yes. We were promised 125 last night.
But so, I will tell you this. I do know that when I would talk to George Califf, maybe he has some kind of intel. I'll text him real quick. George, let's ask you. He told me he thought there was upwards of 150,000 late earlies that were there. So it actually would make sense, and it would be right.
My theory is right. They said it's a mix of early arrivals and also election day drop-offs. It's a blend.
Who said that?
Rich Barris.
Yep. How does Rich know?
I don't know. I'm asking him.
Well, I talk to the people who actually are down there. So I mean,
it feels like a blended mix, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that may or may not be true.
Let me try to get Rich on right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rich is only talking to Harmeet, and Harmeet.
It's like this circle.
Harmeet reports.
It's like this triangle.
No. Harmeet reports to us in this group. So like she's like where that's what we're working on.
Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast.
Gina and Drew and Kelly, the entire everybody's trying to find out if these they do not know where these 170 if these are early pre drop-offs prior to Tuesday or if they're from Tuesday. But you're right. They could be a combination of both. And so
it feels like a blended mix because it doesn't seem either way.
Well, and that would be a par for the course in Maricopa County because goes back to what I was saying to you earlier, which I wouldn't be surprised that Maricopa County was trying to pull the ugliest possible drop that they possibly could to keep the narrative alive that this is a close race.
Do they want as much attention on their malfeasance as possible? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I can't explain idiocy to you. I can only tell you what's happening.
Literally right now, They have inverted the prediction markets to say Katie Hobbs is going to win on the prediction markets.
All of a sudden. Because of
a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money, man. So keep it up.
So crazy. I mean, just so everybody's aware, there's almost like not a statistical possibility that Kerry loses at this point.
No, it's not. There's so many. Just
based off of Trump, if you think that Kerry's going to underperform Trump by like 15 points in drop-offs, mm-hmm. okay, cool. But I'm telling you, like, Kerry's not going to underperform Trump's drop-off number from 2020. No. She's just not. She's going to do better than that. We're going to do better than that as a party. Yes,
this is a blended drop, and we win independents 2-1. So if you win independents 2-1, then you're at that. You win 58-61% of this drop, and Kerry takes the lead.
If she wins anything over, if this is not day of drop-offs,
no, it's a blend. I think it is.
If this is not day of drop-offs, and this is predominantly pre.
Earlies,
and we win more than like 54-55% of this
vote.
We're
in a great spot.
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't change it. It changes nothing.
Yeah. And they don't tell you. You just have to guess because that's how things go.
Because these people are sick. Yeah. It's because these people think that this is like their world. This is all they have. Like, I mean, these people don't have lives outside of like just like toying with the public. And this is when you want to talk about tyranny, Charlie, and tyrannical forms of government, this is what you're seeing.
Talking about dangerous for the democracy.
Tyler, where's Pima County? Why are they not reporting their ballots?
Because everybody is coordinating and waiting because, again, I mean, we can speculate all day long, Charlie, but it doesn't help Democrats at all to report Republican gains and on ballots. And in Maricopa County is one thing. We have a bunch of Democrats who act like Republicans who act like Democrats here.
Yes.
But Pima County is Democrats for real, and they're socialists that pretend to be Democrats down there. And you cannot expect that the Marxists that run the recorder's office, I mean, just to give you an idea of how sick the Pima County recorder is, she hired Adrian Fontes to come in and be basically the executive director down there after he got kicked out of office in Maricopa County.
After the voters
County.
Rejected him. Yes.
And literally people who I would consider to be not my friend, Lori Roberts over at the Arizona Republic, Lori Roberts wrote pretty consistently and others over there about how Adrian Fontes just made up his own election law when he was county recorder in Maricopa County.
As he went along.
And so this is how sick these people are in Pima. They're like, oh, that'd be a great hire executive director. and then the Democrat Party put him up as the Secretary of State candidate. And he almost got knocked out in the primary, by the way. He had a great candidate that was running against him. Nice young man. Probably should have won. I bet
Reginald Bolding.
Reginald Bolding. Don't agree with him either.
Well, he doesn't like me, but yeah.
Yeah, he's not a moderate Democrat by any means, but he's definitely not the wild-eyed psychopath that I think Adrian Fontes is. So,
email us freedom@charliekirk.com. They're not telling us what these blend of ballots are, but let's say the worst case scenario. Okay, let's say that it's 38 Republican and we win Indies 2-1. That's still, we're cooking right around 55-56% of the remaining ballot, right? That's 55-56 for Kerry.
Yeah.
Is that right? Let's see. That's the worst case scenario out of this drop, which no one is telling us what that drop even is, right?
I mean, my prediction would be this, Charlie. We're not going to. This will not be below a 54% win rate for us.
If that's 54%, that gets carry over 10%, and just in that drop alone,
That would be my prediction.
That gets to carry over 10,000 votes. I mean, just in that drop alone, right? But this is a blended drop.
My guess is
it has
that,
to be.
My
the
guess is that
Kerry's
going to go ahead. But it's probably going to be, this is part of the reason why they're doing this, is so that it's probably going to be like,
but they're going to do it simultaneously with Coconino or with Pima.
Or like Pima, right? Because the Pima is going to be uglier.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, these people are sick, man. I'm telling you right now, no one wants to believe that we have tyrants down there running things, but this is tyranny. This is civic terrorism and tyranny.
You know, Tyler, you said it yesterday, and I just got to double down. I mean, they're criminals. They are terrorists.
I want to be careful about what I say because I don't want to end up in the pokey. But I mean, look, if they're not criminals, what they're doing should be criminal, and the legislature should be looking at, because there should be no world in which we allow our county officials who are elected to conduct business. This is a job.
Even the Soviet Union would at least tell you the vote by the end of the day. All right, they would say, okay, here's what it is. You already knew what it would be, but But they'd say, all right, 98% Joseph Stalin, 98% Joseph Stalin, right? Yeah. But they would at least tell you. They wouldn't drag it out with this death of a thousand cuts like they're trying to do now. Because what they're doing, and Charlie, I know you know this, they're trying to deprive Carrie Lake of her mandate.
Yeah, of course.
They're trying to deprive her of her media.
Yeah.
They want a cloud over her the same way there was a cloud over George W. Bush for his entire presidency because of this. And they want people to say, well, she's the governor. Well, did she really win? And it's not, by the way, it's not just Democrats. It's not. There are Republicans and there are people in the establishment, not just here in Phoenix, not just here in Maricopa County, but all the way back in Washington, D.C., that do not want Carrie Lake to win, and they do not want to see MAGA ascendant.
Also, welcome Jack Posobiec to the show, by the way.
Yo, what up?
Back.
Yep, that's
Poso.
Right. So
the left literally wants us all to be unmarried women.
Yeah, so what would make sense is this. So if I, so yeah, it's gone viral. So
college educated unmarried women.
So okay, this makes sense now. Okay. So it's probably 125,000 of that are late earlies. And no, I'm sorry, 60,000 because they reported half of them last night. So 60,000. So that's 100.
That could be true. That could
be. That's it. I figured it out. So do you want to say it or do you want me to say it?
Oh, that could be the case. That could be why they delayed it.
This
and they shifted a bunch of extra blending. Democrat votes to make the Democrats look like they're doing better than they actually
are.
Yeah,
that's right.
For yesterday.
So I'm going to say this as we get back from break.
You missed some sick stuff,
Jack. We figured it out. No, these people are – we're dealing with narco criminals. Email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay, so it's 172,000 ballots, which is a really bizarre number. And so we were promised 125,000 ballots yesterday. So it's likely the case is that this is the other 60,000 of late earlies blended with 110,000 drops, get you that 172, which then leaves
and they're pulling the
180 drops still on top of that, which are going to be really good for Blake and Kerry. But this is probably a blended drop is what it is.
Well, so here's what my concern is. If they blended in really ugly ballots for us in areas, right, that they're blending in, that means the independent vote's going to be a little bit depressed. So something, a thought that just came to my mind while we were going through these numbers. Yes, they were breaking a little bit heavier. But again, we're dealing with maybe some really crazy people here who are specifically dropping specific
They're like ballots. Cheering for an outcome in how they drop.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're basically trying to control. They're trying to be. This is like the Truman Show. This is like Truman Show, and they're like,
"This is sick."
And drop now.
But that's what I'm saying. They're trying to control reality through perception. They're trying to control. We know what reality is, Charlie. You know what reality is because you crunched the numbers now 2 days ago.
Yep.
Right. The numbers have crunched. Carrie Lake won this election on election day.
Yes.
Period. Right. That's already happened in the past. But what hasn't happened is that the people who control the narrative, the people who are trying to control the perception of reality itself, are not allowing that win to escape from this black box of door number three and whatever else Maricopa County has erected in front of it. They're trying to keep Carrie Lake in the stable.
Yeah, so it's a blended drop. You're right, Jack. It's a blended drop, which leaves 180,000 drops on top of it, plus Pima Election Day drops. Which even if I think Kerry's going to win, Pima Election Day drops like 51-52%, maybe even more, by the way. Blake could also be right near that. If Blake is above that, he's got life. Plus,
look, guys, if she's winning by any of this stuff, that these games they're playing, this is their last joke.
Kerry's fine.
This is their last joke day here. This is the last day that I think Maricopa County can screw with us.
They all got to go.
And
they all have
This is the last day I think they can screw with us. And if we win even by one percentage point today's drop, the rest are going to be so good for us, then there's going to be no way to get out from underneath it. And the cockroaches are going to have to come out in the light, like you said.
There's only so many bad drops left. Like, where else can we find ballots? Like, just bring in Stacey Abrams.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and that's
Rider the point. Trucks and U-Hauls.
And that's the point. But I think what they're trying to do, and you want to talk about gaslighting, I think what they're trying to do, and this is another speculative thing, so I'm just saying – this could potentially be the case, and we'll see how they react and what they say. But based off of what we saw the Arizona Republic report on last night, it could be the case. They're sick people, and I think that what they're possibly trying to do is do this so it sets off our most right-wing people.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right? So they go crazy.
They're trying to bait us.
And they're like, they're making a ballot. And they're not necessarily like injecting new ballots into the system. What they're doing is they're manipulating the drops. So then it's making
to stir up
Make people upset, and then also it's going to come back. They're going to be like, "See, we didn't do anything."
No, they want.
We got a clip of Bill Gates. Can we clip that, guys, and put it up? Bill Gates says that there's still 400,000 ballots in Maricopa County that have not yet been counted.
Which is like, what have you guys been doing?
Well, where did they come from?
You had two years.
Can we send down some of our Turning Point kids down there?
So that's 290 plus what? Where did they get those numbers from, though?
It's plus the ones that do the quick numbers on what they're dropping today. 160 plus the
290. 160 and 290.
No, but it has to be part of 290 then. Mm. No, I mean.
That's why I'm saying that. So I think the 160 is not part of that number. I think it's partial.
It's partial. Well, you're right. It's a blended drop.
It's a blended.
That's what you're saying, that it's part of it is from outside of Maricopa.
No. What we're saying, though, is that it's blended in the sense that so we have this isolated universe of 290,000 people that are ultra MAGA that dropped off their ballot on election day.
Yes.
They've quarantined those ballots, right?
They're basically we don't want those to get out.
Those are in the Phantom Zone.
Those are like in another room and they locked the door.
Locked right. Nobody go in here.
They're like, do not go in there. Yeah. Don't go in there. Don't count those ballots.
They're putting kindling on the ground and like they can just see the smoke. We smoke in there. I know. That's the smoking room.
Right.
Oh man.
We shouldn't laugh about it.
No, this is what
there was a fire.
These people are sick.
That's where the pipe burst comes out.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Play the leaky faucet in there.
Play cut 210.
Exactly.
When do you anticipate the votes will be counted in total? Those 400,000 plus votes.
Well, we have. We will be going into next week. There's some onesie twosies, again, pursuant to Arizona law. But I think that we'll see the lion's share here wrap up by early next week.
Early next week, can you give me a day? Are we talking Monday? Or we?
Maybe.
Even she's like,
Bill, can you give us something?
Day or,
well,
we let you come on our show all the time.
I don't know. That's so boy, oh
Bill,
boy.
Bill Gates and Stephen Richer and Rusty Bowers went on all the liberal networks in 2021, 2022, making best friends with these people.
They're not coming on our show.
Safe and secure. Safe and secure.
Who is this? He's a sick dude.
No, Bill Gates is very short too. And I'll tell you,
about as big as this water bottle.
I met with him and tried to reason with the guy. And I was like, look, things are bad, Bill, for you. And they like, we need to do something. We need to make sure that we have confidence. And he just was very smug. After that, was a real jerk. Went to the New York Times, talked crap. And look, I mean, I've dealt with this before. Jeff Flake used to do this stuff, and John McCain used to do this stuff. And so this isn't new. This is the book of moderate idiots playbook here. And here's the deal: these guys are on their last breath here in Arizona.
Yes,
because
the Republican Party is
done with this.
Yes.
The Republican Party, they're not Republicans. Nobody likes him. He's been censured. Nobody likes him. He can't ride even half the rides at Disneyland. Like, he's got nowhere to go. He's got to figure out somewhere else
to be. All his friends are going out of office now.
Yeah. All his friends are gone. You know, and I'm trying to throw these guys a lifeline and say, hey, look, the future of the Republican Party is to bring government closer to the people. We need to do it because this is out of control. To have a Bill Gates responsible, that guy who can't even tell you when an election's going to be wrapped up.
Onesie twosies, Tyler.
He's responsible for more people as a supervisor
than a congressman
to handle constituent caseload.
Mm-hmm.
The county's responsible for like day-to-day interaction and business of our livelihoods here. And that's who's in charge.
Yep.
The whole attitude. Do you guys ever watch Fargo? The movie, not the TV show. It reminds me of William H. Macy. He's that used car salesman in Fargo. Jerry Lundegaard there. Oh, it's just going to be a little bit of the rust coating. You're going to want some of that. No, why didn't you do this? No, and then he ends up like getting embezzling money, and he's like super corrupt, and he's going crazy behind the scenes. But his attitude is just like, oh well, you know, everything's going fine. Just onesie twosie, just a little bit of 40,000. Oh no, wait, no, kidnap my wife. Oh well, if you have to.
Jeez. Wait. By early next week, are you kidding me?
Got a big update, and this is from our Republican Party HQ.
Okay.
Hey, blank. Just got out and got my phone, so a few updates. Probably the best update for us. A tech, Chris is running ballots marked as in need of duplication through the scanner again prior to sending them to duplication to see how many his scanner, which is higher quality than scanners at precincts, can read. He's having a lot of success at reducing the duplication process. I'm estimating 80 to 90%. Next, the duplication area only has two or sometimes three teams going. He doesn't anticipate need for more. The Republican on all three teams is very competent. The ballots from this morning have been vast majority dim in duplication area, implying to me that we're still looking at early ballots. Also, for what it's worth, there's a Dominion rep on site. I didn't notice him yesterday.
Domino rep.
Domino's pizza.
I briefed blank. I'm just reading facts here, right? So, of all this, and told her that we want to pay close attention to the duplication. Da, da, da. I also went briefly back. They're speeding along with only 105,000 votes left to verify, but a higher than usual number of votes are going to adjudication, particularly those related to some down ballot races where only a named candidate dropped out, and these are all write-ins coming in. So north of 15% of ballots go to adjudication, which is the biggest bottleneck right now. They're looking at, to get through 90,000 per day at adjudication. So they're adjudicating 90,000 ballots per day right now.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's the adjudication process, 90,000 per day. I mean, that's...
This is going to take 3 weeks.
This is part of the reason why we're going so slow here, mm-hmm. It sounds like, is that there's also that problem happening in addition to, you know, games being played by Maricopa County. In addition, I mean, this is, guys, for those that are tuning in from Arizona.
I don't even understand what the heck that update, duplication, what does that mean? You got to explain. People think they're copying ballots or something like.
No, there's, we can go into it. It's a little bit of a longer discussion, and I don't want to get off on what I say and then get held accountable for saying something just slightly off on it. But there are a number of different processes that happen in verifying ballots, right? So, one is if the signatures don't match, they're going to do signature verification. Two is you could have on the system, so you sent an early ballot and then you go down and print another one or request another ballot. And so then there's multiple ballots out there in the universe, right? And so they have to verify that your ballot hasn't been cast twice, right? Mm-hmm. Essentially. And so there's also the process of verifying if down ballot races. If you mismark something on your ballot, it'll kick it back. If the system acknowledges if you do a write-in candidate for something. I always do a write-in candidate, so I know which ballot's mine if I ever have to go back. And it's a smart way to do
smart.
It.
Smart.
Is I do a write-in candidate with a name that's obscure that only I can, so I know which one's my ballot.
Oh, interesting.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I mean, that's in addition to the blue pen stuff. But, yeah. I mean, that kind of thing is what they're looking at. 90,000 ballots per day, that's a lot if that's accurate. That is really a lot. So, look, I mean...
What does that mean?
I mean, so they're adjudicating. So they have teams down there that are they're verifying and Republicans that are down there. So they have to be evenly balanced between Republican and Democrat. But the teams that have to look at that and say, yes, that signature matches up. Yes, that's what that person intended. So if like I wrote in Austin Smith and I wrote... Austin, but my N looked like an M and it said Austin Smith, then someone will look at that and say, did he really mean Austin Smith? And like, yeah, obviously he did. Like, that's just his, like, he just added another bump to his N. That's the kind of things that they're adjudicating.
Adjudication, yeah.
So they say there's 642,000 ballots left statewide. Is that about right?
Yeah. But on the... It's got to be probably... more than that, my guess would be. So the big question is are those adjudicated ballots, if there's hundreds of thousands of them that are being set aside here, are those counted into the vote totals already? That's my next question.
We don't know. No one knows.
That's my next
But
question.
It's a onesie-twosie. And he's doing CNN interviews, and he says, well, maybe next week, maybe.
Yeah, you can go do the onesie-twosie, Bill.
That's a great meme.
You go do the onesie.
You see this meme?
I'm doing the onesie.
If Nevada and Arizona would hurry up and let me know if I'll be able to afford food next year,
that'd
be great.
That'd be great.
We have Kash Patel in just a moment here to give us a Nevada update, so it's perfectly on time. So Tyler, what does all this mean together?
So this is what we're looking at. And Charlie, I still don't have an answer on where those ballots are from. So I'm still trying to get an answer. How do we find out? I don't know. But this is what's going to be, regardless of what happens there, we still, guys, even pulling all the tricks out of the bag that they possibly can today, and this is where listeners have to buckle down. Arizonans, you have to buckle down. People who have friends and family in Arizona, you have to buckle down. Today is going to be, this is the exorcism of the
McCain mob,
mm-hmm. of everything that has been, that it's all culminating to today, it seems like, where they're really putting everything into today. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. Every day that goes by that we get more, that we get more ballots actually tabulated is going to be a good day.
You know,
there's almost no statistical way that Carrie Lake loses. There's almost no statistical way that Abraham Hamadeh loses. The question
there's no chance that Carrie loses, period.
The question is Blake going to be able to pull this thing across the finish line?
That's the
question. Mark Finching pulls across the finish line? We won't know that until the vast majority of these day of drop-offs get tabulated for Maricopa County. That is what we're waiting for.
So let me just talk more broadly, okay? The ballots remaining in Arizona, 642,000. Some are our strongest counties like Yuma, Yavapai, and also obviously huge Mojave. Parts of Maricopa and Mojave. Now, what does that mean? That means that just generally, if you're voting on election day, you're more likely to be a Republican. Yes. Carrie Lake, literally all she has to do is win 52%. She's going to crush that. She'll win like 62% of those remaining ballots. If she wins 60% of the remaining ballots, she wins by like 100,000 votes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just – you
it's
have
just
to
basic
just,
math.
Just math. Just get outside of Twitter. Get outside of the prediction markets. Be like, oh, my gosh, the prediction markets. Yeah, these people don't know anything.
Okay? They don't know anything about politics.
You should take
nothing.
That.
I mean, you should go take that
take
bet.
That long.
Yeah, take it.
Because they don't know anything. Okay? And people say, oh, my goodness, are they stealing and all this? By the way, we have poll watchers down there. We have people watching. We're looking at all this.
That's education.
My biggest concern is the MAGA ballots that are like in some corridor.
Room.
Right?
Some smoke room.
And I could just imagine someone just put like a big like
do not enter.
No, ultra MAGA, do not enter. And they put it on there and they lock the door. And
they're
sitting in this room are like 260,000 envelopes. And they're like, oh, I don't know where these are. By the way, this is another important thing. If you're an Arizona Patriot, this is really important. Track your ballot online to make sure your ballot is counted. They need to know that you are going into the portal to see if your vote has been counted. Right, Tyler? This is really important. They're watching our live stream, Richer and all these criminals. They need to know, though, that grassroots people are actually checking to make sure their votes are getting counted. Does that make sense, Austin?
Yep.
Because, I mean, if there's any shenanigans or any games, that you need to have the one-to-one there, okay?
And we'll know, and we'll make sure the whole world knows very quickly.
Yep. So, look, we got a lot going on here. People says, Charlie, what's going on in Arizona? Oh, my gosh.
A lot. I'll tell you what it's called. I'll tell you what's going on. This is called...
It's a color revolution.
Man. This is Operation Slow Walk. That's what
this really
is. Operation
is so
Slow Walk.
Man.
And they're running Operation Slow Walk as long as possible. They're doing it in Nevada. They're doing it to Joe Kent up in Washington 3. And they're absolutely the main target.
I was right. I was right. You stupid morons on Twitter. I'm sorry. Another update. These vast majority of these are early votes received prior to Election Day.
Oh.
I knew it. It was a blended batch. And all these people were just like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So the theory
it's like,
is
like,
yeah,
you don't live in Arizona. I'm sorry. I get so fired up about these
the
people.
The theory
like
is correct. What happened was they split yesterday's drop, which was predominantly probably early.
They blended
early
for a PR drop. These stupid morons.
And, yeah, and that's why they held off yesterday is because they wanted to make this drop look worse.
Guys, just rip the Band-Aid off. Like, you're
no.
Done.
Just be
Lake.
Done. Be
yeah.
done.
You're going to be out of a job.
Lil Bill.
Lil Bill, you're done.
Lil
Steven, you're done.
Steven Rich. Like, Stevie Rich. Come on, man.
The vast majority, he says. All right, we got Cash Patel in a second. Cash, welcome. I know you live in Vegas, technically. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm out here right now.
Yeah, Cash, I am in the dark, man, about Nevada. You got to walk us through it, okay? What's going on?
I mean, it's a little bit of what's going on in Arizona. So look, for all of you that know, because you live in Arizona, winning the West was always the key to taking back the House and the Senate. What happened out here was Washoe and Clark counties, which consists of 85% of the population of the state of Nevada, on election night, where I was with Laxalt headquarters, they registrar's office called over and basically said, we are understaffed, we are unable to count all the votes, and we are unable and unwilling to provide you, the campaign, with the number of ballots and mail-in ballots that we have sitting in these offices. So we'll get back to you when we can. This is the delay tactics that they want to utilize so they can get out and have Catherine Cortez Masto and Sisolak get a headline that says, oh, they're ahead in the state of Nevada, when the numbers actually show the opposite. Right now, 85% reporting in the state of Nevada, Adam Laxalt has a 25,000 vote lead. And just in the rural counties, the other counties, which are always red in Nevada, actually outperformed even what we thought was going to happen for Laxalt by thousands of votes in the counties, which is a boon for Adam Laxalt and the shenanigans the registrar's office is running in Washoe and Clark County.
So let's just do some odds, Cash. Is everything going to be okay? Do you think Adam's going to win?
I think Adam's going to win. I think Lombardo crushed it. The numbers, I think, if you talk to anyone out here about the gubernatorial race, Lombardo outperformed any expectation, and he's cruising to victory. And I think Adam's going to win. It's going to be a smaller margin than we expected, but I'm hopefully they'll call that race by tonight.
You really think the Lombardo race will be called by tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the biggest concern we have then for Adam Laxalt when it comes to the remainder of this race against Cortez Masto? Like what do we need to have go right?
We need to have Washoe and Clark County counted fully and not break for Masto by a greater margin of 60-40 with the remaining uncounted ballots and votes. Any spread in between that area will basically, with the numbers and the lead that Adam has, will give Laxalt the Senate seat.
That's great news. Do we have poll watchers and lawyers on the ground in Clark County making sure everything is being tabulated correctly?
You know, I was just talking to the great Lou Dobbs, and yeah, we have, you know, Adam's got a great team around him down there, but I don't think the national institutions, as we call them, surrounded and predicted this and showed face that like they could have and had more legal teams on the ground ready for these things. We knew these shenanigans were coming. They shouldn't have been a surprise to us, but we just have to go with the team that we have. And, you know, I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, where the RNC is.
Yeah, well, Tyler, where's the RNC right now in Nevada?
What do you mean? How the RNC's doing? Where are they at?
I don't know. Cash Patel's asking, where's the RNC in Nevada?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't speak for the RNC on how they approach Nevada.
I always give Tyler such a hard time. Tyler, tell us what the RNC is doing.
What are they doing?
I'll tell you this, is that, I mean, my biggest concern moving forward on how things are going, I mean, what we're seeing in Nevada is similar to, I think, more similar to how we were treated in 2020 with stuff. Now we're like in an advanced monster here in Arizona with how they're counting ballots and they're kind of putting this off. But the RNC has to take, the Republican Party as an organism, has to take a very aggressive approach to these county officials who are not doing their jobs and they're not releasing results. They're not being transparent. They're not, these are tactics in order to take advantage of the public. And it's happening in Nevada. It's happening in Arizona right now. And we have to, as an organization, as the Republican Party, hold them accountable.
Yep. That's what we need to do. Cash, we're out of time. Thanks so much for the update, Cash. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Yeah, the vast majority of these are early votes received prior to Election Day. So, by the way, that's actually a super good split. If those are late, early arrivals, and 38% of them are Republican and 32% are Democrat, that's really good news, Austin, right?
Yes.
Those are supposed, like, Mark Kelly is looking at that and freaking out. Because he was, like, hoping and hoping and hoping. Those are the drops day of, hoping and hoping and hoping. Nope, the partisan drops of day of are going to be plus 41, 42%. I guarantee it. I saw our ultra MAGA folks marching in on there. Hey guys, can we keep streaming a little bit afterwards? Is that okay? Okay, cool. And can you download the clips afterwards? Is that okay? Yeah, thank you guys. I appreciate it. Tyler, what are we looking at?
Right now we're looking at a potential here of the strongest conservative majority I think we've ever had in the state of Arizona in the legislature. And Austin Smith is going to be, or he is a representative elect. Mm-hmm. We called it. Did the AP call your race or what?
Essentially everybody else did. So the people that don't want me to there.
Did the Surprise Times call your race? We're calling it for Austin Smith, and he is going to be one of the most vivacious legislators that we have down at the legislature. And I am so excited to have him down there because, I mean,
rule just posted, by the way.
We just tweeted. How did it look?
Good. Kerry gained 1,000 votes.
All right.
So it's probably a small drop, probably out of Yavapai. Or sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Or Pinnell.
We'll jump into it right now. But yeah. I mean, we have so many incompetent doofuses down at the legislature. It is absolutely time for a conservative majority to be down there that has heads on their shoulders, that are normal, happy people. That understand basic things and subscribe to the Republican platform, you know, stuff like that. So I'm just really excited. So Austin, we're pumped to have you, man. And we're so excited that you're going to be a leader, not just here in Arizona, but across the country.
Happy to be there.
Email us freedom@charliekirk.com.
Is that going to be a real sign here? Drive like you're tabulating votes in Maricopa County?
Charlie, I want you and Tyler to be like outside on the highway with that sign.
Is that holding that? That's a meme.
No, but you guys should actually do that.
No, they have become a nationwide meme at this point.
Oh, it's international. It's international. It's global. It's
like great.
They're going to be, the Russians are going to be making fun of Maricopa County when it comes to ballot collection by the end of this. You're going to have Putin and Medvedev are going to be going, oh, well, listen to what Bill Gates said with his onesie twosie.
Vladimir Putin will be like, I know the way to break America. It's just throw an election. That's all you have to do. We're just like, keep them busy with an election.
Volva, how can they torture their own citizens so bad?
I know.
Lusankia was never as bad as this torture.
I know, man. His name is Bill Gates. He ran election.
Send him to the election. Oh, it's terrible.
That's right.
That's what we're living under, folks. That's what we're living under here.
I'm not
living under here. I'm visiting, but I can feel the torture just being here.
It's pretty incredible. I want to encourage all of you on the live stream to check out AmericaFestAMFest.com. It is the event of the year, December 17, 18, 19, 20, promo code Arizona. That's right, promo code Arizona for 50% off. So maybe you went there like, ooh, the prices are too high. Well, you get a promo code Arizona for 50% off. Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Governor-elect Carrie Lake, once we'll be able to say that, she'll be there, Anna Paulina, and more. Play the America Fest video, please. Pro-American patriots from sea to shining sea are coming together to reclaim our foundational truths of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Charlie Kirk here. 2022 is the year we take back America. So let's make history again. The movement starts here at Turning Point USA in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us December 17th through the 20th at America Fest. Purchase your tickets right now for the biggest conservative party in America at amfest.com. That is amfest.com. amfest.com. See you there.
Yes?
Yeah.
AMFest.com. It is the event of the year, Phoenix, Arizona. Let's make it the biggest event. December 17, 18, 19, 20. AMFest.com. AMFest.com. Really would love to see you guys there, downtown Phoenix. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'd say the vast majority of the questions we're getting are about Arizona and the drops. This really is the center of the political universe, Jack, isn't it? You're able to see, look at trends and chatter?
I mean, look, Charlie, you know, I'm not from Arizona. I'm not from here. I'm not from this part of the country. But everybody back home in Pennsylvania, everybody back in D.C., they're all asking me about Arizona. They're asking me about Maricopa County. They're saying what's going on out there. I've got family in other parts of the world that's asking me what's going on with Carrie Lake. I mean, her candidacy and her star power, her celebrity have been so huge that it's just transcended borders, it's transcended language in many cases. But people are all asking, how could a candidate as charismatic, as powerful a speaker, who's able to connect with audiences as directly as she is, not be declared the winner immediately outright?
That's what everyone's asking. Yep. And so, look, again, we now have official confirmation. The 172,000 ballots with an R+6 breakdown are not still election day drop-off votes.
Yeah, they're prior.
Basically, we're going to take the lead just with that drop.
Which you had heard this first on election night, if you were listening to us, I told you that I talked to George Califf, mm-hmm. and we had supposed that there was 100,000 to 150,000 early day votes. That's part of that group, yes.
Yeah, so, and probably these are just other laggers.
Guys, and if we win those at all, we're winning, okay?
Well, we are. And the partisan comp there is really good.
The partisan comp there is good, all right, guys? So, like, any Democrat that's on Twitter that's going like, ha, 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 we're going to win.
That's what they're doing.
They're like, guys, no.
That's the point of Operation Slow Walk.
You should send them an invite to the Carrie Lake inauguration.
This is how you're going to lose, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
How you're losing.
Man, this is the center of the American political, of the Western world political unit.
We gotta come up with a Carrie Lake dance. We need, like, you know how Trump had the dance? Where it was like
very robotic.
But here's the thing, though, is they didn't expect a candidate like Carrie Lake. They didn't expect Charlie Kirk. They didn't expect Tyler Boyer. They didn't expect the people of Arizona to completely throw a monkey wrench into this whole vote-by-mail system. They expected it to go like Michigan. They expected it to be like Pennsylvania, where everybody would just fall in line and do what they're told and then show up but be totally overwhelmed by this massive boat algorithmic ballot harvesting operation. That's not what happened here in Arizona. They don't want us continuing these live streams and breaking down the data and going through it. They want us to be reactive to headlines, going off of like these 1990 style websites.
Yeah, and these like weird like half drops and
yeah,
like,
yeah,
the Twitter audience.
Oh, you're not doing well. The predicted market. They want you on the predicted market, even though they're shutting it down.
Yeah, but it's as if they want us more focused on this than governing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, that being said, every time, every minute that we spend here is a minute that we're not governing. Every minute that we're here going through these is a minute that we're not spending on, you know, there's no such thing as a free lunch, right? So we're not spending the time of doing the work of the people while we're doing this because they're in our way.
That's right. That's exactly right. Let's go through the House of Representatives, if that's okay.
And by the way, that's all they have left.
Great House of Representatives news. We are going to take the House. We actually might end up taking the House by 7 or 8 seats, which is great. By the way, I just want to, there was a poll. I'm not going to say who commissioned the poll, but honestly, there's been some Republican pollsters that really need to be never taken seriously again.
Yes, big time.
Some
big time.
Really, really big polling misses. Yep. One of them had the Vermont Senate race. Had the Vermont Senate race rated as competitive. And the Democrats going to win by 40 points.
That's insane. That.
I mean, like, we can't do these utopian polls, man. You just can't. You can't wish yourself into a strong poll, right? You just can't. So it's it is not good for anybody.
Oh, and guess what? It's time to take stock. It's time to recognize who that was, and it is what it is. You know,
You can.
There's no substitute for victory. And if you were accurate, if you were truthful, if you were look. And by the way, that doesn't mean they're bad people. That doesn't mean that they're, you know, they intentionally did any of this. But you know, this is wartime now. This is political wartime. And if you're not ready for it, then okay, well, see you later.
That's right. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. There's a lot of different people that are asking about America Fest. It's amfest.com. That is amfest.com. And I want to make sure you guys get your tickets there. So the legislative races are looking pretty good, Austin?
Yeah, look, like Tyler mentioned before, we're going to keep the legislature this year. We're probably going to have somewhere close to 33, 34, could be 35 seats in the state house. That's an increase from the 31-29 majority under Speaker Rusty Bowers. Over in the Senate, we're looking at like 17 out of 30. So Republicans will keep the majority in both chambers. It'll be more conservative this time around. There's not a lot of rhino holdovers left. Well, there's a couple. We won't name names right now because we just need to get through this election month before Thanksgiving gets here, hopefully. And, you know, it'll be very interesting. We have a lot of new members coming to the legislature, myself included. I will be the youngest member of the Arizona legislature.
Austin Smith, if you're tuning in, just reintroduce yourself.
And Austin Smith, State Rep-elect, Legislative District 29. I'll be the youngest in the Arizona House of Representatives. I think there was a Democrat girl that got elected. I think she's the same age as I am, but she represents Phoenix. So that'll be a fun dynamic down there. But the legislature will be vastly more conservative this time around, which will be absolutely critical to getting Carrie's agenda done that she has ran on that's actually very popular. Carrie's going to be declared the winner tonight, and
well,
we're going to go straight into
we'll see if we get these ballots. So I was right. Yavapai posted 3,000 votes. Carrie won 60%. Blake won 58%.
Which we thought, yeah.
Those have to be late earlies, though. There's no way those are day of.
No, they're not day of.
If Carrie's only winning, if Blake's only winning, Carrie's fine, but if Blake is only winning 58% of day of in Yavapai, then he has a problem. Those have to be late earlies.
Yeah, let's see here.
Austin, what town do you district?
I have all of Surprise, Arizona, Northern Goodyear, Arizona, Whitman, and Morristown. So I have, my district is about 60% rural, 40% suburban in landmass size. Mm. It's more suburban now than it has been rural when it comes to the population there. Have a lot of farming, ranching, mining is in my district. And two big subdivision areas, Surprise and Goodyear. So it's an R+13 district. It was kind of primary winner take all. We're going to have like Tyler mentioned yesterday and earlier today about the maps. The maps, you know, kind of went like 15-15 for Republicans. 15 for Democrats when it comes to the legislative district. Luckily, in this like kind of a wave year, what everybody did in Maricopa County and across the state with the rural turnout, we're going to have, you know, 3 or 4 seat margins this time around, which is a lot better than this last time. It could have been super majorities in the legislature, I think, if we would have done better with our maps, but we didn't. We kind of let Democrats run the table, so to speak, when it's a
you saw that at the federal level too.
You saw that at the federal level. So Arizona's not going to be the only one. I think Pennsylvania just lost the Senate for the first time in 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that just goes to show you, like, we didn't do our jobs on redistricting. Some states, Florida did.
In Pennsylvania, it was taken out of the hands of the legislature by the state Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They were ordered to not be able to use the maps that they are constitutionally empowered to do. The state Supreme Court said, no, we are going to use a map that was drawn by some professor in California, and these are going to be your maps now from some algorithm that gives all of the Democrat Supreme Court donors whatever district they want, whatever representative they want.
And to the point of the new maps is that New York, do you know why New York has better maps now and how it was fought? It was actually fought by young conservatives, young Republicans in New York, like the RNC and the state Republican Party just kind of gave up. I'm like, okay, we're just going to be like non-existent in New York. It was actually the Young Republican Club of New York City that actually took that to court and was like, you have to throw these maps out. And they won. And now we're probably going to win the House back because
of New York State.
Because of New York State.
Because of
the work
like
of guys like Gavin Waxman.
Gavin Waxman.
He's actually a Turning Point USA ambassador. Thanks to the work of Gavin Wax, we're probably going to win the House back.
Gavin Wax may have saved the
House. Yeah, so I got a Nevada update if you guys want to see this. We believe Adam will win. This is a data guy I trust.
Yes.
We don't unless we don't catch them cheating. Mm. Election day ballots are mostly what's left. We overperformed in early numbers. Blake has a solid chance. He talked about Blake too. Yeah, that's
Blake has a really solid chance.
Yeah, Blake has a real solid chance.
I'm actually getting more excited about these the more theater that they try to push.
I totally agree.
The more theater they push, the more excited I get because that means the more desperate they are.
Yeah.
You know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a bunch of media stories out. And I just was realizing this because I was going and taking a walk and talking to a couple of reporters. And the more that they're trying to push this narrative, the more I'm realizing they're just trying to set themselves up for the awful stories that are going to exist about them later. So what's happened is you go in and you look at Maricopa County, you had all these awful stories, right? They're trying to counteract those awful stories with like, well, you see, this is what's going on. It's a lot more competitive than you think.
Working so hard.
We're working
doing
really
so
hard.
Much.
And there's a lot going on and da-da-da-da. And trying to get – so they're trying to gout, but they have no idea the avalanche that's coming. I mean, they do somewhat.
They do, yeah. They're just not going to take it.
And so it's just like – again, like you said, rip the Band-Aid off. Just take the stories that are coming. Everyone's mad at you. You're lost.
Take it like a man.
You're
going
to have a governor that doesn't like you either.
You're all going to get fired.
You're all going to get fired.
you're all going to get lose your jobs by your boss, who are the citizens, and we move on. And maybe you find somewhere else to go. And hopefully, it's not in our state.
Hopefully, like not involved in elections ever again.
Ever again.
We'll make sure of it.
I don't know. Go run a flower shop. You know,
yeah.
Go.
This is not your thing,
Charlie. Man. What other occupations? Could you
nothing.
Think of?
No, Jack. Nothing with counting.
Nothing. No, that's true. Nothing with counting. Nothing with numericals, math, arithmetic.
Like it doesn't. Can you imagine they're running a flower shop and like you show up and you like order a couple dozen bouquets of roses and you show up and there's like five.
A couple of dozen. I'm a couple dozen.
This is not what I ordered.
Does that mean
the Bill Gates bouquet is like five roses?
Wait, how many is two dozen again? Is that three dozen minus one dozen is?
Oh, you wanted those before the wedding? I don't think so.
Wait. No, they're going to be ready. They're going to be ready, we think, next week, but the wedding's on Saturday. Yeah, we're thinking more like
onesie-twosies. Depending on the onesie-twosies.
Get you some onesie-twosies to your wedding.
Oh, you wanted those for the wedding?
Oh.
Onesie-twosies.
No, we'll have them early next week.
Are you going to be here? Oh, you're going to be on your honeymoon.
Can you shift the date? Maybe it's, I think it's your fault. Really, this is really your fault.
Bill Gates, man.
We are here live in Arizona if you are just tuning in, which is now – by the way, just so you know, I don't watch cable TV very much. Every single channel is like all on Arizona. The whole country has descended on here as we predicted because they – is there a sick element where they enjoy this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the only thing that they have left.
No, Charlie, they want you to be freaking out right now. They want you to be crying. Remember Charlie Kirk panicking. They wanted that to be the narrative. And then every single day from the end of the election on, you've been cool as a cucumber.
That's right. Someone says, Charlie, will Carrie Lake take the lead tonight? We don't know if she'll take the lead tonight, but if the, but by the way, this just so we're clear, that unfavorable drop, she will take the lead. That drop of late earlies, that alone will get her into the lead.
I mean, seriously, today.
Well, that's, we don't know when they're going to report them, Jack, because we were told we were going to get half of these last night, and it's 24 hours later, and we have none of it.
So we have an ephemeral drop, but we don't know when it's dropping.
So now
the drop of Damocles.
Do you know how sick this is? So this is the new thought that I have.
Let's get it out.
I told Charlie this. I woke up this morning and I was like, pop my head off the pillow, and I woke up and I had literally millions of messages. Yes. Like, I'm not kidding. Yeah. Like, I had like literally thousands of messages through all the different channels, text messages from all over the country.
I've been blowing you up like crazy online.
I'm just trying to stay alive here. Yeah. I'm trying to stay afloat.
Yeah, that's good. Charger. That's good.
And I told Charlie, like, this show is carrying the narrative, the message, the information that the public needs to know from the conservative side on its back. Like, that's
not
what
even
we're
conservative,
doing.
Just the truth.
I mean, it's the truth. I mean, but it's like we're sharing information that, from our perspective, that is the right perspective, but it's that you wouldn't hear anywhere else. And prior to this existing, there was no outlet for that. Nobody could go anywhere and get real information.
No.
They were dependent on just, and it's the job of the recorder's office, it's the job of the county to actually tell the truth and get this information out. They're doing none of it. They're doing none of it. So if we weren't here and you weren't here and a few other really great people and the candidates, like, Carrie's doing a great job. Carrie's like followed by hundreds of thousands, millions of people through all our different channels. Thank goodness that she exists because she can tell the truth. But imagine if she was like a no name with no social media candidate.
Yep.
Imagine if we didn't exist.
Yep. But that also
the entire narrative would be onesie twosies.
Well, Tyler, and think about it, right? Not only that, but think about how many election cycles.
Can you believe these people?
In the past, mm-hmm. they've gotten away with it.
That's what they've done.
Let's play that.
That's the story of California, Jack. Yes. The story of California is that.
Yeah.
That's the story of California. And I'm sorry, California.
Let's play the tape of this. This is Bill Gates. Onesies, twosies. Play the tape.
Play it again.
We're getting it? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, people cannot believe. This is the guy who's in charge of our elections here in Arizona.
Who is dangerous to our democracy.
He's the boss. No. Jerry, he'll tell you, I'm not in charge of elections. He's in charge of elections.
Now they're pointing fingers.
It's Jerry Lundegaard in Fargo. If you haven't seen that movie, just go watch the movie Fargo, not the TV series. This is the exact same.
Take a look.
Exact same guy.
Again, when do you anticipate the votes will be counted in total, those 400,000 plus votes?
Well, we will be going into next week. There's some onesie twosies, again, pursuant to Arizona law. But I think that we'll see the lion's share here wrap up by early next week.
Early next week, can you give me a day? We're talking Monday?
Maybe.
She doesn't even buy it at the end. She's
can you give me a day?
Stevie Rich.
Like a day. Well, how would you know? There's onesie twosies out there. There's so much going on with the election. You know, we're just there's a lot of you got, you want the rush coating on those ballots, right? You need the rush coating that they put that on at the factory, you know. They put it on at the factory. So, you know, we've got to include it. But Jerry, you told me the car would be 40,000. Well, it's going to be 45. I'm sorry. They put it on the factory. It's going to be 45.
We love everyone from Minnesota, North Dakota, by the way. We are not culturally appropriating the accent.
It's going to be 45. It's going to be 45.
I'm trying to make sure people don't attack me for it.
Well, I've already got the 30% of unmarried women.
Most unmarried women message me and they agree with us.
I had a few that were not so happy with my comment yesterday. But I'm also trying to explain something that's going on in our country right now that is now. If millennials are going to be the largest voting bloc, and we're starting to see that.
Millennials are voting fine. It's Gen Z that's the problem.
Right, but if millennials are the largest voting bloc, and unmarried female millennials are not voting our way, Charlie. 68%.
Charlie, the numbers on Gen Z are nowhere near as bad as millennials were 10 years ago.
No, that's true.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm saying we're like, if our starting point is here with Gen Z, young people always vote predominantly for Dems. It's been that way since the 60s.
Yeah.
It's been that way since, like, literally since post-World War II. It's like, that's just how it is. And like it's not like a news-breaking story. Like,
the reason millennials are shifting is because, Tyler, you said it yesterday, when you have kids and you hold that baby in your arms, Charlie, congrats again.
You bet.
That when you hold that baby in your arms, now you didn't go through this process because I think everyone knows that Charlie mm-hmm. Kirk was a little bit conservative before he had kids, but that if you weren't, all of a sudden your whole perception of the world changes mm-hmm. because it's an external locus of attention and it's external locus of your perception, your energies. It's on that person and realizing that you now live in a world that you have to keep this person safe, this child, you have to feed them, clothe them, bathe them. Like they would literally die unless you take care of them. Like they're done. They cannot survive. And so that if you were somebody, right, who had this self-centered or just totally going in for one of these pagan movements like climate cultism or science cultism or, you know, take your
scientism,
pick. Scientism, yeah. Then suddenly you realize like, hey, wait a minute. No, I got to take care of my kids.
Lauren Boebert's looking better and better.
She's up like 500 now, right?
Lauren Boebert's going to win. Praise God.
That's great. Saw.
It's really good.
Which is what her people were saying all the time. They were saying that it's rurals that are out. The breaks are going to go our way. She's been trending all day and all night on Twitter. And everybody's saying, oh, she's going down. And MSNBC saying, I don't know if you played that clip, but they were saying horrible things about her at MSNBC.
Saying really, really bad stuff.
Like stuff that, honestly, I wouldn't even want to play here. No. Just disgusting. From the feminists, by the way. From, you know, the feminists, mm-hmm. the pro-women people. That they were saying, but guess what? Lauren Boebert's going to win, and she's going to be in the MAGA Congress.
That puts us 8 seats away from a confirmed majority, which we are going to get.
Ba-boom.
We are going to get 8 seats. And by the way, Arizona 2, Arizona 6, Arizona 1, we're going to win. So that's really 5 seats away. California 45, we're going to win. That's 4 seats away. Colorado 3, we're going to win. So that's 3 seats away. And basically the 3 seats that look like we're going to have to really fight over to get a majority are Colorado 8, which I think one of those is Boebert's that I just said. I think Colorado 3 was Boebert's.
Yeah, I think she's 3.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Colorado 8, which is looking better. And then Colorado 27, 22, and 13. Which gets us a very, very slim majority, guys. That gives us a 2-seat majority in the United States House of Representatives, otherwise known as the Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz caucus. By the way, I could see like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene being like, fine, we'll go caucus with Democrats then. Something crazy. won't, but like something like wild that they control the entire caucus.
She apparently, there was some news that that she's been huddling, or that Kevin McCarthy went and huddled with MTG earlier today just to say, hey, what's up? We're all friends now, yeah. Right? That whole committee assignment thing. Yeah. We're good buddies now, right? Because now we're all in a very it's kind of like when you're you know the whole thing about strange bedfellows, but you're like, it's a pretty small bed. Pretty mm-hmm. small bed at this point.
Yeah, it's a real remarkable thing. If you're looking at the House projections, it's pretty. It's just, I mean, some people were saying minimum 20 seats. Like, yeah, 2.
Charlie, you mentioned earlier about pollsters who got it wrong, but have you seen anybody who called this? Have you seen anybody out there who got it right?
No, I mean, I did not predict this, but to our credit, we did warn this that this was in the cards.
Yes.
I think we were one of the few shows that said there might be a big overhype. And remember, we did say that we were just a polling miss away. But there was kind of this post-2016 automatic bias that was built into us where we added 3 or 4 points to every poll.
That's right. That's right.
And that's called the Trump effect.
And that's Trump.
And there was no Trump effect at all.
But what there was a Dobbs effect.
There was a Dobbs effect. And we said, look, I would have loved to have seen Trump do more rallies in the month of October. So, I want to see Trump win in 2024. I'm behind Trump. And my advice to him was like, hey, you know, start your effective campaign earlier in the sense of go visit every rural district. You know, you have $100 million.
Stump.
Like, here's what he should have done.
Barnstorm.
No, not just that. $100 million in his account.
Yes.
And he should have gone to everyone and been like, and now I'm announcing $500,000 for this person to help them. And like, they're not going to oppose you. But right now you have a lot of anti-Trump hatred out there. Like Winsome Sears out there is going out and being like, we got to get rid of Trump. We got to get rid of Trump.
That.
She said this on air. She said, I could not support Trump if he decides to run for president. We have a clear mission and it's time to move on.
Okay, so Winsome Sears, Paul Ryan.
No, but some of this
Karl
is self-inflicted
Rove.
By the people around Trump where it's like, I mean, again, who am I? I just give advice. I love Trump. I'm loyal to him. They could do whatever they want. They think they know better than me and Austin, Tyler and Austin and everybody. But wouldn't it have made sense, Jack, post-Labor Day, if you would have went on like the MAGA surge tour?
Yes.
And would have went to go do a rally for Joe Kent, yes, right? And go do a rally in Central California. And, you know, he did a lot of rallies, but not enough, Jack, right? And by the way, he could have also said they don't need to be these 20,000 person affairs.
No, Charlie,
they could have been these like 2,000 people in a gymnasium. That's fine,
Charlie,
right?
I said to you, I want to say it was the Friday going into 72 hours, and I said, I'm surprised that the rally schedule this weekend seems a little light. I said, because Trump is known for his epic barnstorming of when he's been on the ballot in 16, he did it again in 20. And it's incredible. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's amazing. And I don't know anyone else on the planet who could do what he does. Mm-hmm. But he's known for doing four or five rallies a day.
Well, let me prove it to you. So to give you an idea, there were 1.3 million people in Pennsylvania that voted for Donald Trump that stayed at home.
That's right.
For us.
1.3 million. I've seen the numbers.
1.3 million. And so this is kind of
where
you
also would have voted for Doug.
Yeah. So you kind of live in kind of we all kind of live a little bit in upper middle class world where everyone we know votes at a high propensity. I think that's probably fair.
Yeah.
Right. And we kind of forget that there are massive swaths of people, mostly in the muscular class. They don't care about Dr. Oz. Now, Carrie Lake, I think, actually will materialize and get a lot of these people out in the final data.
That's a very special case.
It's a very special case. But so in my opinion, if Trump would have been like, hey, so again, this is actually a pro-Trump argument because I want to see Trump become president. It's not like, oh, Trump's the blame for the midterm. It's like, no, actually, this makes his 2024 chances harder.
Yeah.
So like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And so, well, this guy named Spencer Lindquist, a reporter at Breitbart, he had said, the establishment only cares about DeSantis as a way to oust Trump. There will be a concerted effort to gradually walk the GOP back from MAGA to wean the base off until we're back to a Jeb versus Clinton politics. Yeah, no thanks.
That's what Ted Cruz did.
100%.
Which, by the way, and I like Ron DeSantis. Nothing, obviously.
Yeah, we all do.
Right?
Yeah.
But if it wasn't Ron DeSantis, it would be Glenn Youngkin. If it wasn't Glenn Youngkin, Winsome Sears is coming out now. They will, Tim Scott, Mike Pence, right? They will use whatever avatar they need. So the issue, there's no issue with Ron DeSantis. By the way, he's currently the best governor in America. Kerry Lake will give him a run for his money, as Blake Masters said. Mm-hmm. But I love that. We love competition. We are capitalists after all. But the idea is there are these forces that are lining up, and you see it, by the way, and I don't know if you want to talk, if you want to throw around the M word, but it's just interesting to note that the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, certain entities at a certain network all seem to be lined up against Trump right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. What I am going to say, though, is that there needs to be some strategic pro-Trump introspection, which is like you had a captive audience of every Politico.
Yes.
And you could have basically owned the entire Republican Party. And by the way, he did this in Ohio pretty well. You know, going for JD at the end was strategically smart. JD is going to endorse him as soon as he elects it, you know, announced in 2024. But it's not enough just to do a Truth Social post and be like, go vote for this person, right?
Right.
You got to go do the work for the House candidates. And we could have had a 30-seat House majority. But maybe Trump didn't want that. And I actually think that makes him more vulnerable in 24. It's not going to be a coronation, guys.
$100 million would have he could have spent every penny of it and then refilled it immediately on the back of the
so Trump sat on $100 million and deployed some of it.
And we've criticized leadership. We've criticized the Senate Leadership Fund. We've criticized the NRCC, Tom Emmers, etc.
He was just getting bad advice. Trump probably wanted to spend it. He just got bad advice.
Yeah.
I bet he wanted to spend it. And that $100 million, which by the way, on the backs of a 30-seat majority, overnight. He would have re-raised it overnight. And by the way, he would have got some of those big dollar donors too, because they would have known that the wind was within his sails, the wind was at his back, that he was going to become the next president, and there wouldn't even be a question. Now, honestly, Charlie, I tweeted this out on election night, and see if you agree with me. I think that since we're having the discussion, I think right now we are potentially headed towards another 2016-style primary.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. Pompeo's going to run. Pence is going to run. Nikki Haley's going to run. We'll see if DeSantis runs. It's not going to be a coronation.
The point is
that entire field could have been really moved to the fringe if Trump would have, in my opinion, owned the midterms, not acted like it was a sideshow. That's just my own personal opinion.
This is what Karl Rove wanted. This is exactly what Karl Rove wanted.
But especially in some of these races that, I look at some of these very winnable. I mean, Colorado 8 shouldn't be close. He could have went to Colorado and done a two-stop for Boebert. and it would have been a 5-point win.
Was it? Where was Peters?
Yeah.
I mean, you can go race after race after race.
Yeah, one after the other, but that's okay. I mean, he made some great endorsements too. I mean, Kerry Lake was a great endorsement.
Kerry Lake, Blake.
Blake, J.D. Vance, we have J.D. coming. Joe Kent was a great endorsement. Kent. I'm just saying, as a pro-Trump analysis, it would have made more sense if Trump would have all of a sudden been like, you know what? The midterms are going poorly. We're 45 days out. Put me on the road every single day. We've got $100 million in the super PAC. It's my party. I'm the president. Get out of my way. I'm going to go campaign for my allies. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's the tone that we were looking for.
I would also look
we were leaderless.
I would also look at, you know, there's ways you can do that through delegation as well. And parts of that mean the GOP.
Well, the GOP is a waste of time.
The RNC, the staffing of it, the leadership of it, the NRCC, making sure if you don't have the right people. And by the way, I'm not saying anything wrong with it. Tucker talked about this last night. We're not saying anyone is a bad person or anything like that.
Yeah, but some of them are bad people.
There's a lot of bad people in D.C.
I posted some photos yesterday.
Did
about
you?
This.
But, Tom Emmer?
About Tom Emmer's staff. Oh, I got some nice text messages about that as well.
But I agree with you.
But at the same time, I don't want to reward failure, and we shouldn't be doing that. We should never do that.
Yep, that's right. Oh, by the way, so this is an interesting narrative. So this guy, TJ Shope, who is that?
Yeah.
Who is he?
He is a state senator.
Republican?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this
he's one of the few remaining...
D.C. holdovers.
Yeah, D.C. holdovers.
Where in the valley is he?
He doesn't live in the valley. He lives in...
Coolidge.
Coolidge, where is Arizona, that? Which is in Pinal County.
Oh!
So his family...
Buckle up, pal.
Well, his family owns the IGA that's there, and they're long-time, you know, ranch.
Not even a ranch family. They're not.
Well, they're formerly ranch family, yeah. I think. But they own the IGA that's there, and they've been there forever. He was the college Republican president at ASU back in like 2008. I think it was right in the middle of McCain running for president. And a big McCain guy. Like, wears a cowboy hat, but he just, like, holds the water for all the bad Republicans in the state.
Dude,
TJ, you could be cool and actually have your own, carve out your own. These people are dead. Like, they're gone. They're gone. They're not even here anymore. They're not going to be part of the party. Like, you can carve out your own thing.
That's very
in Pinal,
sad to see TJ go like
but
this.
But it's like, he holds the water. He's holding the water right now for Maricopa County. It's like, it is indefensible.
Wagon to him.
The people that like ran Governor Ducey's administration were like talking to me, and they're like, "Dude, like we're so down with this, and like these people are crazy." We're like,
but,
"What are
but
you
let,
doing?"
Let me tell you his narrative, though. So his narrative is this: he's attacking you for saying, "I don't know, Tyler. Stop telling people to vote the way they voted the last 20 years, and then complain about how votes aren't counted yet." Oh, so it's the people's fault.
That's why I just responded.
Yeah, yeah.
Back.
So
I
he's said, attacking voters for not trusting a system, legitimately not trusting a system. See, that's right. So yes. People reject the bad system, and it's not the system's fault, or it's not the leader's fault.
It's our fault.
It's the voters' fault.
So this guy's got to go.
Tell me when to speak against him.
I said, oh, I see. You're defending Maricopa County's incompetency. You believe citizens shouldn't have the right to vote on election day and expect honest and competent management of elections. I don't blame voters for Maricopa blowing it. I blame you for not correcting it last session.
Yep.
So, yeah, I will let you know. We'll do some. I think TJ Shope, I mean, he's one of the last remaining ones. I thought he would maybe like start to come across the fold here. It looks like he's not going to. He's decidedly not going to. So this will be his last session in the legislature, I think. Because I think people are. It's not me. It's not you. It's not you. People are sick of this. Like, dude, read the room.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Read the room.
Read the room. We have like independents and Democrats like going like, wow, yeah, these guys are really incompetent. You were right.
That's right.
Like the media is calling me today like, yeah, this is really bad. Like we I can't believe that we defended these guys.
Yeah, and we were for a while talking about this. I want to remind you guys, get your tickets for America Fest, Phoenix Convention Center, Tucker Carlson, Steve Bannon, Candace Owens, Josh Hawley, Kaylee McEnany, Jack Posobiec, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, and more. That is amfest.com. Amfest.com. Just take a look at the stage. Take a look at the vibe. You guys have got to look at it. Let's play tape. Call America.
American patriots from sea to shining sea are coming together to reclaim our foundational truth of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Charlie Kirk here. 2022 is the year we take back America. So let's make history again. The movement starts here at Turning Point USA in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us December 17th through the 20th at America Fest. Purchase your tickets right now for the biggest conservative party in America at amfest.com. That is amfest.com, amfest.com. See you there.
Welcome back, everybody. It is promo code Arizona. If you have any troubles, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, amfest.com. Get your tickets right now. It's the most amazing event of the year. How great is the event, Jack?
You know, I'm a guy who used to go to these conservative conferences back when Andrew Breitbart was still around. And back then, though, it was, I mean, don't get me wrong, nothing against it. That was the prototype. That's how it started. It still followed this more convention kind of feel, right? You'd sort of have your block of vendors, and then you'd have a speaker after speaker would get up, and you'd sit in the chair all day, and then you'd watch, and that was kind of it. And you might get some, you know, some business cards and try to, you know, flex your resume or something, try an internship, and that was great. America Fest is an experience. Mm-hmm. America Fest is a wholly immersive experience where everywhere you turn, there's something going. It's actually not possible for one person to go to America Fest and actually experience everything that's going on that's in there. Because there's every time you turn around, there's a side event, there's a breakout session, there's an interactive session, there's training, there's workshops you can attend. There's media row. You can visit people. There's celebrities just going all over the place. And then there's music, too, which funny for me. All right. And I'm going to say it. All right. Look. I'm from the Philly area, Philly guy, right? Country music was not my thing at all growing up. That we're like, you know, hard rock kind of thing, kind of area. But when Tanya and I started dating, and I have no idea how this worked out, she's born in the Soviet Union, comes to America, falls in love with country music. And she said, you want to date me, you got to come to the country show. So I said, giddy up. And believe it or not, last year, we got to go and see Brantley Gilbert. We got to say hi to him before we went on stage. Brantley Gilbert was one of the very first shows that I took Tanya to see years ago when we were first dating.
It's amazing.
You can't even, like, how do you make that stuff up?
Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Do me a favor, please, and open up your podcast app, everybody, on your phone and subscribe to our podcast. We are going to be back tonight in just a couple hours as ballots drop. That's right. We are not going anywhere. We are keeping our eyes on what is happening here in Maricopa County. Get your tickets to America Fest and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. And if you are watching on YouTube right now, please do me a favor and hit the bell and subscribe to our channel. You will know the minute we go live tonight. Tonight, I am going to be speaking at an event for just a little bit. So actually, Austin, Jack, Tyler, and Benny are going to be anchoring without me. I think they'll do a great job. And then I'll come in once my event ends and right as ballots drop. And so they're going to be kind of doing the show to lead things up. We should be getting, right, Pima ballots and a lot of Maricopa ballots tonight. Right, Austin?
In theory, yes.
We are not going anywhere. We're going every single night. I even texted. I said, look, we got a crisis here in America. I might have to postpone my European trip. I'm not kidding. That's how important this is. No, I mean, whatever. That's another country.
You were speaking at Oxford.
It is America first, Jack.
America first. America first, baby. America first now.
I got to live America first, not just say America
that's
first.
Huge. Mm-hmm. That's huge. Because that's an honor, Oxford.
Oxford's a big honor. I know. But I'm not going to turn my back on America just because it's a big honor. Wow. But it's Oxford and Cambridge, too. But we just sent them an email. I said, if my country is still in disarray, no offense to you guys, but I'm not going anywhere. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast by opening up your phone and typing in Charlie Kirk Show. And people said, Charlie, they are asking about the promo code. It's promo code Arizona, if you guys have any questions with that, at America Fest. And if you are a young person or a student out there, start a Turning Point USA chapter today. Right now, start a Turning Point USA chapter today. You guys have got to check it out at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. All right, email me, everybody, freedom@charliekirk.com. See you guys in a couple hours. Thanks for watching.